Thank you. Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
I don't know if you believe in baseball omens. I don't know if baseball omens actually exist, but for the Rock Hounds, a very interesting ball game last night, and it was a game in which they came out on top 10-4. And had a 17-hit attack. Now, that's a good night at the dish any way you look at it. But last night's game was the first play, and we talked about it a lot last night. But when you talk about a player with the caliber of Jacob Wilson and what he has brought to this ball club to start the year, absolutely remarkable. And he was the leadoff guy, shortstop. So he is a very, very much was a key player and a real catalyst. That is such a great word to describe Jacob Wilson. So he is now gone. He's a player who really makes everybody else on the field better. Well, last night, first game without Jacob, 17-hit attack. Chances are you're not going to do that every night. In fact, you're not going to do it very often at all. But it was certainly a ball game that I thought was a good solid step, as we kind of kidded last night, 2024 season, part two. It was also a game that was far closer than 10-4 would tell you. In the top half of the eighth inning, the Tulsa Drillers had two men on base, and they were trailing in the ballgame at that point just by a run. It was a 5-4 game, had two on in the eighth inning. But a strikeout by Grant Holman of Diego Cartaya retired the side, got out of the jam. But again, it was 5-4 with two men on base in the top of the eighth. The Hounds then came to the plate, batted around in the bottom half of the eighth inning, and that did indeed break it open, but not until the really late stages of the ballgame, and 10-4 was the final in last night's contest. Pitching matchup this evening is going to be interesting. James Gonzalez will make his Double-A debut. Young man who has impeccable command, or certainly did at the Single-A level, with the Advanced-A Lansing Lugnuts. James going 21 innings. He struck out 23 batters, so right about a batter per inning, and walked all of two. So we'll see how he will fare in his Double-A debut here this evening. For Tulsa, Kendall Williams has had a bit of a struggle of it on the year. He's 1-2 with a 7.36 ERA. The hit total is very high, 31 base hits given up in 18 and a third innings, plus 13 walks and 10 strikeouts. So Kendall still just basically trying to get his footing in the 2024 season. The whip is at 2.4, and obviously that makes it really tough. And the opposition early in the season, remember, hitting 378 against him. A couple of other notes on the other side of a quick timeout. By the way, it is flat out gorgeous at this ballpark this evening. And Mother Nature tells us, enjoy it while you can. It's going to change over the next few days, just as we get into the weekend. Thank you very much. But gorgeous and barely a stitch of breeze with 90 or so here on this Thursday evening. And by the way, Thursday means Thirsty Thursday. If you're in the neighborhood, love to have you come out to the ball game. We'll come back to the ball game right after this when the Budweiser pregame show continues.
Love really good produce? So do we. At H-E-B, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your H-E-B, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. H-E-B. Here, fresh produce tastes better.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rock Hounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today, or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rock Hounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
Rockhounds taking the diamond. 7 o'clock start, so that very distinct shadow already stretching out toward the base of the pitcher's mound, which is bright sunlight bathing the diamond here this evening. 90 degrees, as mentioned. And just ahead of the start of our game, let's take you downstairs for the Star Spangled Banner. Six-game set when all is said and done. At least we hope it will be a six-game set. We have absolutely gorgeous conditions, as mentioned here, but the forecast gets a little bit dicey tomorrow, and absolutely dicey, and spell that in capital letters, for Saturday in particular. Wouldn't you know it, fireworks night, and basically the next three nights are going to be virtual sellouts at this ballpark, and Mother Nature may intervene, but for now, sun is shining, sky is blue. Left-hander James Gonzalez to make his Double-A debut. He'll throw the first pitch of the game right after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink. Easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
And left-hander James Gonzalez will throw that first pitch with 90 degrees, just a little bit of breeze, maybe 5 miles an hour is all for now. Of course, as we learned on Tuesday afternoon, never put the cart before the weather horse because things can change pretty quickly, but right now, absolutely tremendous. Tulsa Drillers come into this ball game with an 11-16 mark. Springfield has been very good all season. They've had a little bit of a chokehold in the North Division, although Arkansas is right there 2.5 games back. Cardinals are 18-9, lead the division. Tulsa 7 games back at this juncture. Frisco fell to San Antonio last night in the Metroplex, so the Rockhounds at 19-10, and Frisco at 18-11. Well, Taylor Young's about to stand in, so buckle up. He led this series off with a solo home run Tuesday afternoon, led last night off with a double. So here is Taylor Young to stand in. Right-handed hitter faced the left-hander James Gonzalez. First pitch of this ball game swung on in line towards second. Cooper is there. Line drive. Boy, Taylor Young knows how to get stuff going, and line drive is handled by Cooper Bowman for the out. So one man down. The batter will be Dalton Rushing. Left-handed hitting catcher, good prospect for the Dodgers. Very solid 270 average, 4 home runs, 14 driven in. Lefty-lefty matchup here. Gonzalez comes set. His second double-A pitch is outside for a ball, one ball, and no strikes. Brendan Davis moves to the 3 spot. He'll play third base and bat third, Brendan Davis. Griffin Lockwood Powell back in the cleanup spot. He's the DH in this game. Lockwood Powell, the DH, batting cleanup. 1-0 pitch, ground ball sharply hit on one hop, but that'll be handled by Shane McGuire at first base. And 3 unassisted for the second out of the inning, and here is Brendan Davis. Rest of the order, Jose Ramos in center field, batting 5th. Ramos is in center. Alex Freeland is the shortstop, batting 6th, playing the 6th spot, Alex Freeland. Lolo Sanchez in right field, batting 7th, Sanchez in right. Brandon Lewis, the first baseman, batting 8th, Lewis at 1st. Set by Gonzalez. Pitch high and away to Brendan Davis for ball 1, 1 ball, no strikes. And Bubba Alin will round it out in left field. Bubba Alin batting number 9. Gonzalez set, hands tight to the body at the letters. Stretch and pitch, swung on and missed. Down goes 1 ball, 1 strike, fastball down the chute. Brendan couldn't catch it. Brendan Davis hitting 271. He's had a good series. Again, this is just game 3, but he's 3-for-8 with a double. Couple of runs batted in. Tall, slender right-handed hitter takes. Strike called inside corner 1-2. Ask for time here. Rewrap the batting glove. So it's Young, Rushing, and Davis up top. Lockwood Powell, Ramos, and Freeland in the middle of the Tulsa order. And Sanchez, Lewis, and Alin will round it out for Scott Hennessy and company. Gonzalez set. 1-2 count. Pitch is a breaking ball fouled at the plate. Count stays 1-2. And with the sun as bright as it is this evening, shadow very distinct, already right to the feet of the left-hander on the mound and up past first base. Boy, rest of the yard in just a little bit of breeze and bright blue skies and sunlight. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, lifted in the air, pop up into right field. It'll carry more than I thought it would, but drifting over with time and room. And there to make the play, Jason Rosario. My ball carried a little bit, and of course in right field, anything hit in the air is going to get a little bit dicey. But the inning is over, and James Gonzalez, welcome to Double-A Baseball. A 1-2-3, top of the first. Half inning in the books, Drillers nothing, and against right-hander Kendall Williams, the Rockhounds are coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you'll experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Last half of the first inning at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Cooper Bowman will lead it off for the Rockettes. Cooper, the second baseman, a chance to visit with him just a little bit today in the cage. These guys, and there are a bunch of them on this ball club, they'll greet you with a smile, and I like the way they approach the game. Cooper, of course, now moving to the leadoff spot with Jacob Wilson's promotion. 179 average, but coming around of late in a lot of ways. Just woo, up and in, and that almost got him. Lost the batting helmet, but that was just ducking out of the way. So, hello, how are you? High and tight to Cooper Bowman. One ball and no strikes. Cooper will he will regain and regroup. Got to turn and run. One ball and no strikes to count. Right-hander delivers. Fastball hard hit, and that is a fair ball down on the field line. Cooper Bowman rips a double into the left field corner. There to make the play is Bubba Alin. Got to it in a hurry. Boy, that ball, I mean, that is a bang, bang call. I don't know if Scott Hennessy is going to come out and discuss this or not. Scott is walking out, asking about the call. I can understand why, by the way, because that was a, that was really close. Scott thought it was foul. It's not an argument. He's really just asking. Boy, that is one of those, just over the bag. I don't know if we'll get a second look at it, but Cooper Bowman with that swing extends his hit streak now to 7 games, and he's been contributing beyond really the batting average anyway, but and very timely. He's a swing and a bouncer off the bat of Jack Winkler, Rock County shortstop, 0-1. So Cooper at second base leads it off. Jack Winkler, the shortstop, batting in the two-hole. Colby Thomas, familiar, the number 3 spot in left field. Colby batting third. Shane McGuire, first baseman, is the cleanup batter. Shane McGuire at first base. Brennan Malone back in the lineup. He is batting fifth and playing the 5 spot. Brennan Malone at third base. 0-1 count to Winkler. Pitch swung on a missed, good breaking ball away. Off speed, count quickly 0-2. Jason Rosario in right field batting sixth. Rosario is in right. Quincy Naporti is the designated hitter batting seventh. Quincy the DH. Enzel Clark back in the lineup, batting eighth and playing the 8th spot again, which has been the norm for him last 2, maybe 3 weeks. Backup pitch, high and tight, 1-2. So Denzel in center, and Jose Mujica will get a start tonight behind the dish. Jose catching and batting ninth. Shadow crossing the mound now, so that ball off the fingertips, right from sunlight to shadow, just at the point of release. Pitch on the way, swung on, high fly ball, right field. This will carry. Will it carry enough toward the bullpen? And up there to make the catch right at the railing is Lolo Sanchez. Advancing to third easily is Cooper Bowman. So the deep fly ball to right. Again, that's a short porch. It's a good catch by Sanchez. I'm not going to tell you it would have been a web gem. But that bullpen fence, you run out of room quickly at right field in this ballpark. Especially just straight away right and toward the foul pole. Once the bullpen goes away, then that's pretty much back to standard to deep distances in right field, but straight away right. If you're the right fielder, you're moving back and you're going to run out of space in a hurry. But Sanchez made a nice catch, and here is Colby Thomas, runner at third, one down. Pitch low and away for a ball, 1-0. Bowman, Winkler, and Thomas. McGuire, Malone, Rosario, Naporti, Clark, and Mujica. Starting 9 for Gregorio Petit. 1-0 stretch. Pitch by Williams. Swing and a miss. Good breaking pitch away. And Jack Winkler chasing that one as well. One ball, one strike. Colby bumping the average back over 300. 304 now, the batting average. And that leads the team, at least among active Rockhounds. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball away again. And Kendall Williams just trying to find a comfort zone, and sometimes it takes a while. He has really struggled in his five starts, giving up a lot of base hits. But he has Colby Thomas down in the count 1-2. This pitch, boy, just missed maybe a little up and in. Two balls and two strikes to count. Shane McGuire on deck. Leadoff double by Cooper Bowman. He's on at third base. Colby, 7 home runs. He's among the league leaders in that category and leads the team with 18 RBIs. Again, that's among active Rockhounds. Infield pinches in. 2-2 the count. Stretching pitch to Colby. Swings, and it's a high fly ball to left field. And this is high, deep, and that thing is not coming back anytime soon. Long gone. Sidewalk souvenir onto the high berm in left field. That one about halfway up Rocky Mountain. And Colby Thomas make it 8 home runs and 20 runs batted in. Touch that dish, young man. Home run, Colby Thomas. There are all sorts of home runs in the game of baseball. That was one of those majestic drives way high in the air. So it is a 2-0 ball game. Colby's 8th home run and his 19th and 20th ribbies. And here's Shane McGuire. It's a fastball strike on the outside half, 0-1. This is an odd stat. Kendall Williams has given up 31 hits and 18 in the third innings coming in. That's the first home run he is allowed. Swinging a foul ball away, and the count quickly 0-2 on the Rockhounds first baseman. So the base is emphatically cleared on the drive that landed about halfway up that tall berm in left field. That is a drive. And that's genuine, not any breeze to affect it, really. Swinging a fly ball to right field off Shane's bat. This thing going to carry, but Lolo Sanchez reaches above the railing of the bullpen and hauls it in. Second out of the inning, and boy, that is twice fly balls to right field. That is a really good catch by Sanchez. Again, it's not going to be a web jam, but if he doesn't haul that in or misses it or bumps up against the railing, loses his maybe just the balance a little bit, that is a home run. That was really nicely done by Sanchez, who obviously has not played in right field in this ballpark before. Brendan Malone takes down and away. One ball, no strikes. All off Jack Winkler's bat. I think he had a little bit of room. This one he was right against the railing and caught it above the railing, which is 4.5 feet tall. Called strike to Malone. One ball, one strike to Brendan. That was hit the other night. Basically, the side of the jaw split his chin. And Brendan's tough. He's back in there after just missing one game. 1-1 pitch swung on and missed. 1-2. So a Cooper Bowman double, a Colby Thomas home run. Rockhounds lead the game 2-0, bottom half of the first inning. Williams with a big, deep breath, tall right-hander. Kendall with a pitch. That's way up high for a ball. The count goes 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Into Williams, 6'6". Comes in at 200 pounds out of Olive Branch, Mississippi. 2-2 pitch. Bouncer toward third, but that'll be a foul ball, not by a bunch. Brendan Davis there to haul it in, but in foul territory. Still a 2-2 count. Jason Rosario would be next here in the Rockhounds' first inning. Malone waits. Williams with the stretch in 2-2. High and away for a ball. 3-2. He gave up a double on the 1-0 pitch on the line drive down the line. Then Winkler in the fly ball, which would have been fairly routine in most ballparks. Not all of them in this league, but in most. 3-2 pitch. Just high. Ball four. So Brendan Malone draws a base on balls. And the batter will be Jason Rosario. Jason, left-handed hitting right fielder. 259, the batting average. J. Jason, who's out of Santo Domingo Este in the Dominican Republic. 24-year-old left-handed hitter. Stretch and pitch, and this ball hit out towards second on a couple of long hops there to make the plays. Young throws to first for the out. So Rosario bounces out. The Rockhounds get two runs on two base hits, a walk to end the inning, and one man is left. After one on the Colby Thomas two-run homer, Rockhounds two and Tulsa nothing.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
We have played one inning of baseball, so let's welcome you aboard to Momentum Bank Ballpark. Bob Hart's in Rocky Town. Thanks so much for spending part of your evening with us Thursday evening. It's one of my favorite local radio people used to call it Friday Eve. It's like that. It's really good. Rockhounds and Drillers approaching the midway point of this series. Tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock, with player posters for the first 1,000 fans. Saturday night will be a fireworks night, of course. And Sunday afternoon, 1 o'clock, family day. And a little something extra for the moms through the gate on Sunday. Mentioned the forecast, and it is slightly scary. And tomorrow, kind of a, it looks probably okay. But, boy, Saturday, according to the weatherman anyway, an 85% chance of precip. And we'll see if the Mon Nature will let these two ball clubs play. For right now, things A-OK. So three games remaining in this series. And we'll go to the top half of the second, and Griffin Lockwood Powell will lead it off. So whether you dialed in on Rockhounds Radio on MidlandRockhounds.org, Valley Live, or MILB-TV, welcome. Lockwood Powell has had a terrific series. He's 4-for-7 right-handed hitter. Has been the first baseman the first 2 days. DH in this one takes inside from left-hander James Gonzalez. Jose Ramos and Alex Freeland will follow in the Tulsa second inning. Gonzalez comes set. Left-hander with a pitch. Hard hit ball, gloved it. Third base boy, Brennan Malone, caught that ball. Again, we talk about the sun, the shadow. That was a line shot within a split second off the bat into the glove, and he is looking right into the sun. Oh, and that's a second sharply hit ball. Line drive started this game, remember, with Taylor Young lining out to second baseman Cooper Bowman. Now Jose Ramos leads the club with 6 home runs, one of the top 10 in the league, swings and fouls it back, and it's 0-1. Ramos at 2.06. He now leads the league in strikeouts with 46. That's 46 K's and 102 at-bats. But again, with some pop, the 6 home runs, 17 ribbies to go with him. Pitch low and away for a ball. The count goes 1-1. Infield shading in solidly to pull the ball. Jack Winkler shading toward the hole, and Brendan Malone toward the line a little bit. Pitching a foul away the opposite way. Count goes 1-2. James Gonzalez, who makes his Double-A debut in this ball game. James is a Panama native, and I believe the hometown would be pronounced David. Looks like David. That's how it is spelled. Here's the 1-2 pitch up high for a ball. The left-hander coming up from Lansing of the Midwest League. He was 1-0 with a 3 ERA, made 6 appearances, half as a starter, half out of the bullpen, I would guess as a piggyback starter. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss, got him with a fastball. 92, elevated a little bit. Ramos chased it. He's out on strikes. Two men down. First Double-A strikeout for James Gonzalez. 21 innings pitched for the Lugnuts. 22 base hits. So, again, as we said earlier, right about a hit per inning. 2 walks, 23 strikeouts. We'll see how that translates to the next level up. Pitch high and away to Alex Freeland. Shortstop and a switch hitter. Alex made his debut with the Drillers last night, went 1-for-3. Pitch to the inside edge, a breaking ball for a strike. 1-1, Lolo Sanchez, who was prominent in right field in the first inning, is on deck. Gonzalez set. A leg kick and a pitch down to the dirt for a ball. Two balls and one strike. Nobody on, two down, top of the second inning. There is a major gap in left center the way the defense sets up. But Denzel playing on the right edge of the batter's eye or toward it. Pitch high and tight for a ball, 3-1. Again, Malone solidly toward the line at third. Nowhere near a no doubles defense, but he is shading noticeably toward the line. Right side of the infield playing into pull. The outfield has him opposite way. 3-1 pitch, bounced foul at the plate, 3-2. Really honestly thought that I would kind of miss the shift. I still am one of those that thinks the manager ought to be able, if you want to play eight guys in right field, play eight guys in right field. But that being said, you can still certainly shade a hitter solidly. Hounds do that particularly with left-handed hitters, with the shortstop almost always close to right behind the bag, as close as you can get legally these days. 3-2 count, nobody on and two men out. And a pitch down and in for a ball. Well, you kind of knew that was coming. James Gonzalez, give that one to your Rockhounds radio guy. I told you he walked only two batters in 21 single-A innings, and he walks a batter here with two out in the second. Lolo Sanchez will be the batter. Represents the tying run of the plate. 262, the batting average. Appeared as a pinch runner earlier in the series, but this is his first at-bat. Gonzalez with a breaking pitch and a good one over the heart of the plate for a strike. A roundhouse pitch at 80 miles an hour. Defense a little more straight away, although second baseman Cooper Bowman shading up the middle. Runner goes, pitch is swung on, ground ball, and that is knocked down by Winkler. He'll have no throw, but boy, that will keep the runner from advancing. That is a really good play by Winkler. Sanchez with a ground ball right back up the middle. Jack had to reach for that. Freeland was running on the pitch, but because Winkler was able to get there and knock it down, it's still a base hit. But instead of first and third, it'll be first and second with two down, and Brandon Lewis. And he will make his debut in this series. Brandon at 208 on the season, three home runs, 13 driven in the early going. Gonzalez with a stretch and pitch. Good fastball, called strike outside half of the plate. 0-1. James Gonzalez, 23 years of age. Meant to say that was signed as an international free agent in May of 2019. Runners dancing off second is Freeland. Boy, backdoor pitch just got there. I think Lewis thought that was a little up and away. Borderline pitch to be sure, and it's 0-2. James is one of the guys, and there are certainly many. Anybody signed in 2019, especially those drafted or signed in that year, when you just get your career going at the professional level, the next thing you know, 2020, of course, wiped away. Two on and two out, the 0-2 stretch and pitch, and that is, and he got a little check swing, and didn't look like much, but Brandon knew it. He was actually walking away even before home plate umpire Trevor Patience rung him up. So a check swing, strike three. James Gonzalez gets out of the inning. No runs on a hit and a walk. No errors and a couple of men left on base. After 1.5, Hounds 2, Tulsa nothing.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Bottom of the second inning, bottom third of the Rockhounds order. Quincy Naporti will lead it off. Denzel Clark and Jose Mujica to follow. Quincy, right-handed hitter. It's the first pitch up high. Ball one from Kendall Williams. Quincy four for 22, but those 22 at-bats are basically the first ones he's had in, what, a year and a half, almost two. Swings and bounces, one foul, third base side, one and one. Has a double and a ribby. He's two for five in the series. A couple of base hits and three whips. Takes a breaking pitch down and away. Ball two, two balls and one strike. With third baseman Brendan Davis shading solidly toward the third baseline against Naporti. Swings and pops one foul out of play. Well, I said that, and the ball hung up in the air for about a year and a half and finally falls to the grass and the grass berm right field side. Here's your basic high pop-up. Two balls and two strikes to count. A little bit of breeze blowing left to right now. The 2-2 pitch down and away for a ball, 3-2. I wouldn't think enough to push the baseball all that much, but again, short porch in right, so any assistance to the hitters gets additionally scary to a pitcher. And the flags are now fully unfurled. Again, there's just don't get many, not many innings with no breeze. Left side of the infield and left fielder, and that's Bubba Alin looking right into the sun. 3-2 pitch, and that's a foul ball. Boy, that got Quincy flush on the foot. Stumbled across home plate. He will walk that off, and boy, you know that doesn't feel good. Three balls, two strikes a second time. Quincy, before undergoing Tommy John surgery, and again, not a pitcher, he's a position player, but sometimes they have that very same thing. So, well, that came right on the heels of a 31 home run season at Double A in Erie. Pitch, ball, third strike, outside corner. Boy, thought he had a walk. Instead, the walk moved back to the dugout. He mumbles a little something. So Quincy out on strikes. And here's Denzel Clark. First strike out of the ballgame for Kendall Williams. Now, talk about three guys in particular, because they are certainly notable prospects and players that have a great upside. Pitch down and away, ball one to Denzel. But Denzel, Daniel Susak, who's not in the lineup tonight, had a three-hit game last night. Didn't really scorch the ball, but he had a three-hit game to Daniel. So he's hitting seven of his last nine games. And boy, Denzel, we've seen flashes. A swing and a high foul ball away off to the right. 167, and very similar to Jose Ramos of Tulsa. These two guys have high strikeout totals, but also a lot of pop. Denzel stands slightly open, hands up high as he rocks that bat. The 1-1 pitch, ground ball, third base. Long hops to Davis, sets up, makes the play, and a nice pick at first base, backhanded pick by Lewis. 5-3 put out. Throw was low, and Brendan Davis made the play, and Brandon Lewis made the nice backhanded pick at first for the out. Two down for Jose Mojica. Again, Jose now the third catcher on the team, and that gives Gregorio Petit the flexibility to play Shane McGuire at first base, which he likes to do. In addition to his catching duties, of course, he's excellent behind the plate. Mojica lines one to left field, a base hit into the corner. Well, welcome, Jose Mojica. That's a stand-up double for the backup catcher. He has not played much in his pro career at all. Again, he's the third catcher on this team, but my goodness, that was just a line drive, laced it into the left field corner. So, Jose, rip that thing. Again, it's 3:30 right down the line in left field. And from there, that bullpen fence angles out to meet the high outfield wall. So that left field corner is pretty legit. Good backup pitch here to Cooper Bowman, and the count is 0-1. One on with two men down. Hounds have two doubles and a home run in this game. First of the doubles was Cooper, who is at the plate. Right-handed hitter straight away. One on, two men down. Pitch to Bowman, and he slices one. That is fair or foul right field side, and that is a foul ball by about a foot, maybe two. Little inside-out swing, just looped it down the right field line, but the ball drifted just foul, just wide of the line. 0-2 to Cooper. And being a good citizen, Dalton Rushing, the Tulsa catcher will pick up the bat, which I think is broken. Yep, sure is, so Matter Cooper might want to work on that bat just a little. New supply of baseballs for our home plate umpire, Trevor Patience. Again, in the old days, guys went over, they could work on that bat a little bit, and Cooper's really working it over. Now he will come back to the plate. Thought he might have broken it, but nope. Not long ago, same scenario. The home plate umpire insisted the batter get back in the box instead of working on the bat. That was the Amarillo series, first home stand of the season. 0-2 count, Cooper back in, runner in scoring position. I was kind of chuckling remembering that. I cannot remember the players involved, but it was Amarillo for sure. And the batter wanted to work on his bat a little bit. Umpire said no. And they had a bit of a discussion. The 0-2 pitch, and that is pop foul back out of play. So while the guy who wanted to work on his bat, the batter at that time, was discussing with the umpire, the guy in the on-deck circle grabbed the bat, did the work on the bat, and handed it to him. That was pretty doggone creative. Those kooky, crazy sod poodles. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung on, popped high in the air, left side. I think we'll get into the seats just behind the Hounds dugout. And something you see about 500 times a season, that ball bounced right between two rows of seats and then a gentle hop back another four or five rows and was caught on the bounce. Still 0-2 to Cooper. And 179 coming in. But the double extends the hit streak to seven games. Cooper waits, 0-2 count, stretched by Williams in the pitch, and that is popped in the air, and this one near home plate, giving a look as Dalton rushing but out of room. Now, the guy who gets that souvenir initially was going to try to catch it with his Texas Rangers ball cap, and I question the wisdom involved in that, but he got it anyway. So still 0-2. Cooper has seen five pitches, and they've all been strikes. Jose Mojica on at second base. Wind has really picked up, so we had, what, inning and a half? Wind is strong now to right field. Pitch down low for a ball, and again, weather is changing according to the forecast. So, boy, we've gone from absolutely no breeze when this game started to a left-to-right wind, and it is substantial. Boy, that makes that right field short porch so very reachable, which it usually is anyway. 1-2 pitch, and that is popped up. Second baseman looking up. Taylor Young on the dirt, and he's got it for the out. So the Rockhounds, no runs on a base hit. Jose Mujica with a double into the left field corner. And we have played two innings. Colby Thomas, a two-run home run at the bottom of the first. And after two, Hounds two, Tulsa nothing.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
It's a ballpark tradition and a great way to jumpstart your weekend. Thirsty Thursday, enjoy Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds and discount beer and soft drinks at every Thursday home game. Thirsty Thursdays are made possible in part by Widener Apartments and Lone Star Signs. Gates open at 6 with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
By the way, here's a little calendar note for you. Our next Thirsty Thursday will be May 30th. Hounds are on the road for 2 weeks after this homestand. Challenging road trip coming up. Of course, every game is a challenge. And the Hounds will be at Springfield and at Frisco, two of the top clubs in this league. Bubba Alin leads it off, had a terrific game on Tuesday, went 3-for-3, swings and misses at James Gonzalez's first offering, 0-1 the count. Alin in 15 games, hitting .317, went 3-for-3 with a double and a ribby on Tuesday. 0-1 pitch, high and away for a ball, count goes 1-1. Top of the order, Taylor Young on deck, and then Dalton Rushing here in the top of the third for Tulsa. Long set by Gonzalez, leg kick and a fastball foul toward his own dugout on the third base side. Off the bat of Alin, count goes 1-2. Driller's wearing classic road grays, trimmed in Dodger blue. And Driller's across the chest in the Dodger, a very familiar Dodger script. Love the red TV numbers on the front of the jerseys. Pitch up high for a ball, count is 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Weather Channel says the wind is 8 miles an hour. I think they maybe need to recalibrate the equipment. It is stronger than that. The 1-2-2. Ryan lined that is into the right field corner. That will drop for a base hit. Rosario over to make the play, and that'll be a stand-up double. Boy, Bubba Alin is having a terrific time in the Permian Basin. Inside-out swing, double into the right field corner. Second base hit of the game for the Drillers is a leadoff double, and that brings up Taylor Young. Young started this game. First pitch. Lined out sharply to second baseman Cooper Bowman. Narrowly missed a base hit with that line drive. He homered on Tuesday, doubled last night, and lined out tonight to lead off the game. Right-handed hitter stands in. Alin takes the lead, and the pitch breaks down low for a ball from Gonzalez. 1-1, no strikes. By the way, Gunnar Hoglund will go tomorrow for the Rockhounds. Just got the rotation squared away. Jack Cushing will make a start on Saturday, and then Roy Salinas on Sunday. Pitch drops low, and the count goes 2-0. Again, in addition to Jacob Wilson, and of course that was kind of the headline promotion, and well-deserved, of course, in every way, shape, and form. But pitchers Brady Basso and J.T. Ginn also going up to AAA. Wish them well, J.T. Really, we saw the So flashes of a good form the last couple of seasons, but he's been very, very solid. Brady Basso has been terrific. After a long absence, missing almost two full years, he gets a chance at AAA. Wish him well as well. Pitch down and in, ball three. Three balls, no strikes. I know this about James Gonzalez. Didn't walk many guys with the Lansing Lugnuts. He's 3-0 here to a dangerous hitter in Taylor Young. Taylor at 267 on the season. Stands back in the box. 3-0 pitch. Called strike to the knees. 3-1. Dalton rushing on deck. 2-0 Rockhounds in the third, but the Drillers were one man on and nobody out. Taylor is from West Monroe, Louisiana. He's only 5'9". Here's a 3-1 pitch by Gonzalez, and that's a called strike, and the count is full now, 3-2. First base open, nobody down. Wheels that bat around a couple of times, stretched by Gonzalez, count is full. Runner goes, pitch is swung on and looped up the middle, and Cooper Bowman, we have not kept there. Ball drops a little duck snort, base hit, drives home a run. Well, that time base running really pays off. Bubba Alin, had he not been running, now that ball is caught, he's absolutely down on a double play. But he was running, and because he was, that ball barely eluded Cooper. That would have been a terrific catch had he been able to make it. But instead, Taylor Young gets himself a little flare base hit. Going to get a second look here, see how close Cooper comes to this. Boy, I just missed his glove. A little base hit to center field, little flare. RBI number 15 for Young on the season. 2-1 score. Throw to first by Gonzalez. Runner back. Or do we have a balk? Yep, we have a balk. I didn't think left-handers could balk, and neither does Gregorio Petit, actually. He's going to come out and argue it. He's saying the movement of the right leg. So, whatever the question, it has been answered. So that's a balk, and the tying run goes into scoring position. Taylor Young, and again, he runs really well. He has eight steals and has been caught only twice. Dalton rushing at the plate, bounced out to the first baseman his first time up. Brendan Davis on deck. Stretching pitch by Gonzalez. That's lined into left field. That's going to sink and drop. That's going to drive home the run with ease. This may be two. Yeah, he never stopped for a moment. Just rushing the throw on a hop. That's close. They got it! Good strong low throw. Colby Thomas. Cooper Bowman covers the bag in the one-hop throw and out at second base is rushing. RBI for Dalton ties this ball game, but the bases will be empty, so the defense comes up big there. 7-4 on the putout, but this ball game is tied. Here's Brendan Davis. This is empty, one man down, two runs in. Takes low and inside for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Brendan flew out to right field to end the first inning. Colby Thomas watching the replay. Was a good throw. Ground ball, that's sharply hit. That's up the middle for a base hit. Over to cut it off is Denzel Clark, giving a look at first base, but holding there with a big wide turn is Brendan Davis. So here in the third inning, James Gonzalez has given up four consecutive base hits. And again, that throw by Colby Thomas now looks really big. Paul Abbott, Rockdown's pitching coach, will come out for a visit. Four consecutive hits, all pretty sharply hit. Well, one was the flare, wasn't it? The flare by Taylor Young that dropped. The other three hits sharply hit. The only out, the nice play at second base. So Paul Abbott talking to the big left-hander, James Gonzalez. Got the battery, the infield, and the pitching coach. Paul Abbott is just a really outstanding. He reminds me, the Hounds have had some just outstanding pitching coaches. One of my all-time favorites is Scott Emerson, who has now been with the Oakland A's at the big league level. I'm trying to think of how many years. He might be a decade or more up there. A long while ago, a guy named Curt Young, one of my all-time favorites, was an outstanding big league pitcher. Better not name anymore, so I'll forget somebody that I don't want to forget, but Paul Abbott had a nice visit with Abby today, and you know, one of the really good people. A terrific stint with the Seattle Mariners. Runner goes in the first pitch. Throw down to second by Mujica. Nope, ball got loose. So a stolen base for Brendan Davis. Drillers again had Bubba Alin in motion, which helped turn the little duck snort into center field into an RBI single. And again, risky. If the ball is caught, it's a double play. But instead, it was a run scored and now a stolen base by Davis. Pitch low and away, 1-1 to Griffin Lockwood Powell. Throw was close. I think it would have been a little short. Looked like Davis had the back side of the bag. Drillers now with the go-ahead run in scoring position. Davis takes the lead. Pitch to Lockwood Powell. Ground ball to second. Handled by Cooper. Runner will move up, but on the second out of the inning. 4-3 put out. Bowman to McGuire. Two away. Davis comes to third. He's 90 feet away for Jose Ramos. Struck out swinging his first time up. 2-2 tie, and the Drillers threatening here in the top of the third. Set now by the left-hander, Gonzalez looking for the exit sign. Fastball strike inside corner at 92. 0-1 the count. Jose Ramos from Chipo, Panama. So right-handed hitter with some pop. The Panama native on the mound and at the plate. Good breaking pitch. Big old hook for a strike, man. Sometimes you can just see that coming. Don't know what it is about just certain breaking balls. You want to call them a strike when they're halfway to the plate. So they're down 0-2, and Ramos will ask for time. Four consecutive base hits, then the stolen base. The out at second base looks big in this inning. 0-2 pitch to Ramos. Tempted, did not go. Pitch a little bit wide. One ball and two strikes. Shadow stretching past the infield now, so it's really just left and center fields. Colby Thomas and Denzel Clark in this case. And Denzel shielding his eyes as he looks in. Pitch swung on, popped high in the air. Shallow right center. Wind is going to push this, I think, right over to Jason Rosario. It is. He waits and he's got it. I don't know. That looked a little dicey. I don't know if it was or not, really. The inning will come to an end. But the Drillers scored two runs on four base hits, no errors, and one man left on base. So we'll go to the bottom half of the third, and oh my goodness, I apologize here already to our friends in Tulsa. We're going to talk about Game 5, 2017 title series.
It's Game 5 of the 2017 Texas League Championship Series. Jorge Mateo is the game's first batter. He reaches on an error and scores. It would be the only run of the game. The RBI, fittingly, came on a single off the bat of Theo Sergi Rosa. The Rockhounds had 36 ribbies in the 2017 postseason. Theo had 16 of them. Simply put, the four-peat would not have happened without it. The Drillers averaged 5.5 runs per game at home, and they led the league with 168 home runs, 102 of them at One Oak Field. 34 batters came to the plate for Tulsa in that game. Every one of them had the chance to tie or give the Drillers the lead. James Nail, who was brilliant in big games in his Rockhounds career, pitched 6 shutout innings, and the bullpen was nearly perfect over the last 3. Kyle Finnegan saved all 3 games in Tulsa, with a final out of Game 5 coming with a tying run on base in the 9th. Tulsa had been 20-2 at home before dropping 3 straight to the Hounds in the title series. The Drillers averaged 5.5 runs per game at home. They scored a total of 3 runs in games 3, 4, and 5 combined. The Rockhounds team ERA in the title series was 0.67. And in games that would have ended their season, the Rockhounds went 6-0. The last of those 6 wins made Texas League history.
Bottom half of the third inning. I meant to kind of set that up a little better during that last half inning. As I said yesterday, it is the truth. I will explain why that particular edition ran right there. Jack Winkler takes a backup pitch. Good off-speed delivery by Kendall Williams. 2, 3, and 4 in the order, Jack Winkler, Colby Thomas, and Shane McGuire to face the tall right-hander with a sky blue glove on his hand. Here's a swing and a high fly ball left field, but this one's not going to carry. Boy, the wind really pushes that. It's going to be the center fielder, Ramos, who makes the catch. Weather Channel is insisting that's an 11-mile-an-hour wind. I vehemently disagree. Those flags are really whipping. That ball was hit right toward Bubba Alin, and it just took a big, as you and I look at it, a big right turn and wound up in Ramos's glove. And we'll say it's a good thing he was paying attention. Boy, that ball moved a lot. Here's Colby Thomas, homered his first time up. Makes a pitch down low for a ball. We have a series of, which you just heard, just franchise retrospectives. They cover everywhere from the Cubs' early days to up through the four-peat. And they play in rotation, about 25 of them. There's a called strike. It's 1-1. And just as fate would have it, we're talking about the four-peat in 2017. And that, of course, was the Rockdowns and the Drillers. So you're watching from Tulsa. Apologies, I didn't mean to bring that up. Pitch down and away for a ball, 2-1. Colby Thomas with his 8th home run, 19th and 20th RBIs, leads the team. Big, deep breath by the right-handed hitter. I said this also last night. I honestly mean it. We were, of course, overjoyed to win the title, and that was really, and it's historic. I mean, only two teams have ever won four or more championships in the Texas League's 130-plus years. So clearly that was a milestone for the franchise. But, man, part of your heart just broke for the Drillers. They were just so close. Here's the 3-1 pitch to Colby, inside ball four. So we'll see if he might be running here, draws the walk. When Tulsa returned to the title series, they were in the title series in 17, 18, and 19. And in 18, I believe it was San Antonio, if memory serves, and that's always a questionable prospect. But honestly, I watched each game of that series, and I was vehemently, like my friends in San Antonio, and I was really rooting for the Drillers, who had come so just painfully close the year before. Shane McGuire takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Always been great folks in Tulsa, really have. Still a handful of us that go back a long ways. And yeah, I wanted to weep openly in, what was it, 2019? The Amarillo year. Called strike to Shane. It's 0-2. No balls, two strikes. If you look at that in retrospect, and again, said it the other night, last night, the Drillers came within the bat of an eye of winning three consecutive titles, but they did win it in 2018. Tossed to first base, diving back in is Colby Thomas. There are two or three ball clubs in this league that if the Rockhounds are not involved in a given playoff, that I always tend to root for, and Tulsa's one of them for sure. 0-2 stretch. Pitch to Shane up high for a ball, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Brendan Malone waiting on deck. Ball game at the bottom half of the third. We are tied at 2. Colby Thomas is the base runner. He's 8 of 9 on the base paths. Williams comes set, pretty good lead. He's running. Pitch is swung on and bounced foul. Boy, got a really good jump, but that will come back on the foul ball. Still 1-2 to Shane McGuire. Shane at 278. He has played in 17 games. He has reached base in 16 of them. Still has more walks than strikeouts in this young season. 12 walks and 9 whiffs. Down in the count here, though, 1-2. Runner not going. Pitches low for a ball. 2-2. A couple of home runs. 10 driven in. And I should quickly mention 2 stolen bases. Again, the infield. We see it so much with a left-handed hitter. Shortstop almost behind the bag at second. Long set. Runner goes. Pitches swung on to high and foul. Boy, again, Colby got a great jump. And Shane fouls the pitch away with 2 strikes in the count. One on, one man down. Shane McGuire at the plate. Shortstop is Alex Freeland, and if the bag at second is 12 o'clock high, he's playing at about 11:22. Third baseman Brendan Davis almost playing where the shortstop normally would, but well off the line. Boy, if you don't think that wind is strong, outfield is really shallow and left and center. shallow in right field as well. I don't know if that's risky or not. Colby goes, a swing and a foul tip. Colby Thomas has now run about half a mile just trying to get down to second. Each time he has run, Shane has fouled the pitch away. 2-2 the count. The second baseman, Taylor Young, playing about halfway between first and second. McGuire waits. Colby not going. Pitch swung on and missed. So Kendall Williams, that's a guy who is pretty tough out that way. And Shane McGuire, two men down in the inning. That's two walks and two strikeouts for the right-hander. And Brendan Malone will be the batter. Brendan walked his first time up. Comes into 220, three home runs, 10 driven in. Swings and misses, breaking ball away, 0-1. Williams has had good success with the off-speed pitch away. Well, in this case, second baseman Taylor Young is playing almost directly behind the bag. Right side of the infield is virtually wide open. Malone waits. Pitch swung on and sent foul wide of third base. Jumped on that pitch. We got out in front of it a bit. Count is 0-2. First baseman Brandon Lewis holding the runner on. And Taylor Young, the second baseman, about as close to being behind the bag at second as you can get. So basically the only guys between the bases are the base runner Colby Thomas and our third base umpire. Stretching pitch and a high fly ball right field. Wind is pushing. This ball's got a chance to do damage, and it's going to get into the bullpen. It is gone. Sidewalk souvenir for Brendan Malone. Boy, that's on an 0-2 pitch. That'll drive Kendall Williams absolutely crazy. In the score, Colby Thomas, Brendan Malone, fourth of the year as he touches that dish for 2 runs. That was a well-hit ball. It was a line drive. To a great extent, wind, though, was definitely pushing, and it got into the bullpen. We get a second look at this. We'll see how far it cleared the fence. That hit the back wall. Boy, that might have been hauled in without the bullpen fence. That's close. Tough to tell. It's a swing and a miss by Jason Rosario, and it's 0-1. Well, Jason came around. I think he... But that ball was fouled straight down and came up and got him in the helmet. But he is bent over. Eric Fast, athletic trainer, will come out. Jason touching the side of his face. Don't know if we'll get a second look at that. He will stay in the game, but that knocked the helmet off. So he will step back in. 0-1 the count to the Rock Hounds right fielder. Bounced out to second base his first time up. Well, the Hounds get a short porch home run. They lead it 4-2. 0-1 pitch swung on and missed. 0-2. Very similar that home run to the home run that Taylor Young hit opening the series on Tuesday. That was Tuesday morning at the time. It banged off the right field wall and just got in the left edge of the bullpen, which is tucked in front of the outfield wall. There's a called strike, 3. Boy, perfect pitch on the outside edge. So, boy, for Kendall Williams, I know that's really frustrating. You get those short porch homers. It's 2 runs on 1 base hit, no errors, and nobody left on. Give you some totals coming up. We played 3 on this Thursday evening. Rockhounds 4, Tulsa 2.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. Anatole on Briarwood in Midland brings it all together with an ideal location combined with contemporary, well-appointed apartment homes. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by ConocoPhillips.
Rockhounds 4, Tulsa 2, Short Porch. Jumping up and finding Kendall Williams in that last half inning, breaking a 2-2 tie. Brendan Malone with his fourth of the year. 4-2 the score. Alex Freeland leads it off. We go to the top of the fourth inning. First pitch swing, high fly ball center field. Wynn's going to push this all over the yard. Denzel Clark drifting over, and he's got it in right center field. By the way, let me give you this one number. It's in the Weather Channel insisted that the wind was 11 miles an hour. Finally hit the update enough. It is 21 miles an hour, thank you very much. And that is blown out to right field. So it is very much gone from peaceful and calm to a classic West Texas evening with a lot of wind blowing. Lolo Sanchez, the batter, an infield single his first time up. Takes a strike at the knees on the inside edge, 0-1. That came with a runner at first, and Alex Freeland was running. Sanchez sent a ball back up the middle. Jack Winkler made the play. It was on the outfield grass, so no chance to get the runner, either of them, but he kept Freeland from getting to third base. It was a really nice play. Sanchez waits. Fastball right down the middle, called strike at 93. It's about where James has topped out in this game. 0-2 the count. Rockhounds and Tulsa through three. Drillers 2 runs on 5 hits. Rockhounds 4 runs on 4 hits. Tulsa had 4 consecutive hits. Little chopper, third base, charging. Brendan Malone makes the play. Double clutch, throws him. That got wide. Boy, interesting. I don't know. That's somewhat bang-bang. I don't know if he had a chance to beat that or not. An error on Brendan Malone, so give him an E5 on that. Sanchez, I think, made that play close, but the throw was wide, so throwing error on Malone, one on with one man down. It's like 30% hit, 70% error, something like that. He made it close, did Sanchez, but again, the throw was clearly wide. Stretch now, and Brandon Lewis at the plate swings and misses. Last ball at 90, 0-1 the count. Lewis, a strikeout victim on 3 pitches, his first time up. Tying run at the plate, top half of the fourth inning. Again, 2-5 and 0 for the Drillers. Rockhounds now 4-4-1. Throw to first base. Gonzalez with a somewhat deceptive move going over to first. Was called for a balk early in this game. Hounds got a 2-run home run from Colby Thomas in the first. Cooper Bowman led off with a double. Colby with a 2-run homer. Delivery swung on that ball. Line drive center field. A little soft line drive, and that'll drop well in front of Denzel Clark. Might even have been a broken bat. Had kind of a hollow sound to the swing. I think I see a piece of broken bat. Let's see here. Yep, now that bat just shattered a little bit. Big chunk of the barrel came out, but that works just fine for Brandon Lewis. It's a soft single to center field. So it's 2 men on and 1 man down. 6th base hit for the Drillers. Tulsa had 4 consecutive base hits in the third inning. RBIs by Taylor Young and Dalton rushing. And then a 1-out walk to Colby Thomas in the third. And Brendan Malone with a line drive that banged off the right field wall and into the bullpen for a 2-run home run. Just a few moments ago, 4-2. Bubba Alleen, the batter. Hounds haven't gotten him out in this series. Swinging a foul straight back. It's 0-1. Bubba 3-for-3 with a double and a ribby Tuesday. He has doubled and scored in this game. Stole a base on Tuesday as well. So he's made himself right at home in West Texas. 0-1 stretch by the lefty. 2 men on. Delivery sails way high for a ball. It's 1-1. Most of the field in shadows now, one of my favorite times of the evening in this ballpark with that stretch of sunlight starting in right center field, all the way out to the batter's eye, covering basically right center all the way around to left center, but the playing surface almost entirely in the shadows. 1-1 pitch, sliced high in the air, right field side, but that's going to clearly get out of play. Boy, the wind really pushing. So one ball and two strikes. Now Mother Nature has kind of teased us a couple of times. Tuesday, the first half of that game in just perfect conditions. Started that way here this evening, but that wind is strong and blowing out to right field. Pretty much foul pole to foul pole, maybe a little bit inward. One ball, two strikes. Set by Gonzalez, bluffs but does not throw to second base. Two on, one out. Bubba Olean at the plate, top of the order. Taylor Young waiting on deck. Bubba waggling that bat north and south as he waits. Gonzalez, 1-2 pitch, up high for a ball, 2-2. Give you a little Hilliard Office Solutions trivia along the way in this inning. Umpire shenanigans a good number of years ago. It was a swing and a miss and a breaking ball down and in. Boy, a nasty breaking pitch. And for the first time in this game, Bubba Olean, first time in a series, is out. Boy, big old breaking pitch. Third strikeout for the left-hander. So now two on, two out. And here's Taylor Young. Lined out to second. And hit a little flare into center field to drop for an RBI single in third. 1-for-2 for Taylor Young. 4-for-10 in the series. Left-hander's pitch, fastball fouled back. Young a little bit behind it, 0-1 the count. Sky is still a crystal clear blue, just the wind has changed. Runner at second base is Lolo Sanchez. Runner at first is Brandon Lewis. Two men down, 4-2 Hounds, top of the fourth inning. Set by Gonzalez, and the pitch swung on and lashed foul, right side out of play. Quick 0-2 count here to Taylor Young. By the way, Springfield, the winner today at Northwest Arkansas, they were rained out yesterday. So they're playing a double dip. And the Cardinals win for the 19th time on this season. Springfield won their first 9 games of the year. So they are now 19-9. Cardinals are 19-10. Cardinals had another game, I think, rained out. They will make up later. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Gonzalez comes up with back-to-back strikeouts and gets out of the inning. And Taylor Young, a guy who's had a good series, is out on 3 pitches. So a couple of whiffs for James Gonzalez, and we will go to the bottom half of the fourth inning. Rockhounds lead the Drillers 4-2.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Okay, class. So we all know that E equals MC squared, but what about F and G? What are they squared, huh?
This is Advanced English Lit. What happened to Miss Eileen?
Okay, so I'm not a teacher. I'm an Optimum Tech. When it comes to connectivity, we're experts. If millions of communities rely on us for internet and mobile, you can too. Optimum. Where local is big time. Visit Optimum.com today.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
I Last of the four is in Rocky Town. Rockdown Sports, Tulsa Drillers 2, bottom third of the order with Quincy to 40. Denzel Clark and Jose Mujica to face right-hander Kendall Williams. Quincy, a strikeout his first time up, took a close 3-2 pitch, was called out. Kendall Williams, that sky blue glove on his left hand, delivers outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Take you back to 1979 on our trivia from Hilliard Office Solutions. Pitch down and away, two balls and no strikes. And a substitute umpire calling ball game at the Astrodome. Houston at that time was in the National League. They were hosting the Cardinals. 2-0 pitch. Strike on the outside half to Quincy. Two balls and a strike. David Pallone was working second base and became rather significant and visible in the ballgame. 2-1 pitch, chop foul, it's 2-2. He did so with an ejection that was somewhat unusual. So, on this day, 1979, at the Astrodome, Cardinals and Astros, who did David Pallone, the substitute, remember? Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Quincy out on strikes. Kendall Williams came into this game with 13 walks against 10 strikeouts, but has now struck out four batters. He's walked two. One of those came back to haunt him. Strikeout, and 40 is out. Here's Denzel, bounced out to third base. First time up. They went from Brendan Davis to Brandon Lewis, and Lewis made a really nice backhanded pick on the throw and a hop. Swinging a bouncing ball. Right side, base hit. Little inside out swing, and Denzel's on. Didn't hit it very hard. All got down and in on him, and he just kind of muscled it into right field. But a base hit for Denzel Clark. Well, he was working with farm director and former major leaguer Ed Sprague earlier this week, talking a little hitting. And he just really wanted to get Denzel going. Such great upside. One man on and one man down. Jose Mujica, the batter, he doubled his first time up on a one-pitch AB. Takes down and away. Nice backhanded stop by Dalton Rushing. Throws behind the runner, not in time, but that was a really nice pick. So who did David Pallone throw out on this date in 1979? Did he throw out a beer vendor, a fan, an organist, or the entire Cardinal bench? Any way you look at it, that's creativity. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swung on, lifted in the air, right center field. Wind's going to blow this ball. Is it going to get down? I think it might. It does. Mujica again. Rounding second on his way to third and rounding. And here comes Mujica now put on the brakes. Denzel scores 5-2 hounds. Jose Mujica is 2-for-2 with two doubles and a ribby. Denzel, I think, guessed that ball was going to get down. I was obviously watching the path of the ball. But boy, Denzel was running. He comes across to score. Double into right center field. Wind had a little something to do with that, I am sure, but it gets down for a base hit. Rockhounds lead 5-2 on Mujica's second double of the game. In steps Cooper, takes down and away for a ball to Bowman. He's the Hounds' leadoff batter in the order. He has doubled and scored and popped out to second. Jose Mujica came into this game 0-for-3. He is now hitting .500 with two doubles and a ribby on the season as a member of the Hounds. The swing and a bouncing ball to third base, handled at the shoot tops by Davis. Throw was in time. Cooper retired. Runner holds at first base. Second base. Two men down. Runner in scoring position is Mujica. Batter is Jack Winkler. 0-for-2. He's flown to the railing in right and flown out to center. So who did David Pallone eject on this date in the Astrodome? Was it a beer vendor, a fan, an organist, or the entire Cardinal bench? Pitch to Winkler, swung on and missed, 0-1. I've actually looked a couple of times to see if I can find a video, and I'm sure that there has to be one, because that's a classic moment. He threw out the entire St. Louis Cardinals bench. How do you do that? The one pitch ground ball, a couple of hops to third base, handled again by Davis, sets up, throws, and got him easily. So Jack Winkler bounces out. Inning will come to an end, but Jose Mujica, 2-for-2, two doubles, and he drives in a run. before on that unusual ejection way back in the days of the eighth wonder of the world, the Astrodome. After 4, Rockhounds 5, Tulsa 2.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today, or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. And on Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Rockhounds 5, Tulsa 2. Go to the top half of inning number 5. Drillers will send 2, 3, and 4 in the order. Dalton rushing. Then Brendan Davis and Griffin Lockwood Powell. Face the left-hander James Gonzalez. And there is activity beginning in the Rockhounds bullpen. So James would obviously love to get through this inning. First pitch, and that is sharply hit just foul wide of first. Dalton rushing jumped on that pitch and sent it just foul wide of first. Dalton 1-for-2 with an RBI single. Baseball retrieved and tossed out of play by Jason Rosario. James Gonzalez, double-A debut this evening. Left-hander set, delivers down and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. Talking about the game in 1979, David Pallone ejecting the entire St. Louis Cardinal bench. That is a pretty neat trick in itself. And the fact that he was a substitute umpire, so obviously didn't have a lot of games, but his ejections per game undoubtedly led the league. Here's the 1-1 with just low and away. Count goes 2 balls and a strike. Now, you can't say the Cardinals didn't probably deserve it. They were arguing or protesting a call and threw helmets and bats onto the field. But to just basically say anybody who's on the bench, you're gone. The 2-1 pitch swung on and missed. Good breaking pitch away, and rushing chased it 2-2. I don't know what if the dugout led directly to the clubhouse. I'm sure it did. But otherwise, that would have been something. The entire bench would have had to walk off the field before the game would have continued. Pitch down and away for a ball. It's 3-2. Made the rest of the game, I guess, pretty easy from a managerial standpoint. Didn't have much you could do with the entire bench ejected on this date, 1979. Three and two to rushing, left-handed hitter. 270 average coming in for the very solid prospect for the Dodgers. Catcher, 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss, chased one down and away, and Gonzalez with a strikeout. Boy, Dalton dropped to a knee swinging at that. So 5 strikeouts, 1 base on balls. That's very similar to what he did at Advanced A Lansing in the Midwest League. Brendan Davis, the batter. He's 1-for-2 with a single and a steal in the game. Field entirely in shadows now. Breeze continues at 20-plus. Left to right. Pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Down in the zone again, 0-1. And James Gonzalez making his double-A debut here. He will fill one of the two spots vacated in the rotation. Here's the 0-1 pitch that's down and in. Was asked today about Roiber Salinas coming right back. Turns out that was, I think I mentioned this last night, but that was by design. Hogan Harris, former Rockhound, went up to Oakland to pitch one game, and Roiber went up to take his spot for one game. Pitch drops down low, 2-1. Hogan was, and again, by design, he was then optioned right after the ball game back to AAA Las Vegas, and Roiber, after making one appearance, comes back to the Hounds. And one of the top guys in the Texas League as the big right-hander. He'll go on Sunday in his return. 2-1 pitch way up high, ball 3-1. David Leal made the start on Tuesday. Jack Cushing will make the start on Saturday. Both guys have been starters through the bulk of their careers, and we'll see how the rotation shifts out after that. Pitch inside for ball 4. So a strikeout and a walk in the inning. And it's one man on, one out. Here is Griffin Lockwood Powell, 5-2 Rockhounds. That might be it for James, though. Gregorio Petit walking toward the mound and hasn't made the signal yet. Hounds, or the A's more accurately, placing up, going to go to the bullpen. So I think that's a very solid first double-A appearance for the left-hander. James Gonzalez comes out of the ballgame. Go 4 1/3 innings. Gave up 6 base hits, 4 of them in succession in the third inning. That's when he gave up the 2 runs that he has allowed to this point. He walked 2 batters. That's as many as he walked in 21 innings at Advanced Day. And he strikes out 5. Did have 1 balk. And Colin Palouse will come on in relief. So Colin will become the pitcher of record in this game. He will inherit a runner at first base. But one man down. Colin Palouse on in the 5th inning. Colin, likewise, much like Jack Cushing and David Leal, been a starter much of his career, has some AAA experience. Fascinating talking with Colin about pitching in the Pacific Coast League, especially in the division. Is it division or conference? I can never, the Pacific Coast League now confuses me completely with their alignment. But he was saying, boy, some of the hitters' ballparks in that league, they all vary a little bit. But there are some absolute launching pads in the Pacific Coast League. And he says atmospheric conditions, the way the baseball reacts, it's kind of a different world. He has struggled a bit at AAA, but certainly is capable of getting another shot at it. For right now, he has a veteran arm in the bullpen. Our Hilliard Office Solutions trivia. There was all sorts of stuff that happened on this date in baseball history, and this is kind of cool, making kind of a half a sound broadband road to the show and a little extra trivia. But it was on this date, 2010, one of the really good guys to ever come through, Dallas Braden, threw the 19th perfect game in baseball history. A's beat the Rays on this date. It was a Mother's Day Sunday in Oakland. Dallas threw a perfect game. Follow up on that a little bit. Now, one man on, one man out. Colin with a pitch. That'll find the heart of the plate to Griffin Lockwood. Powell 0-1. Griffin 0-2, although he lined out sharply his first time up to third baseman Brennan Malone. And he's still 4-9 in the series. It's a double home run and 3 driven in. Base runner is Brendan Davis. Pitch swung on and sent down the right field side. Fair or foul, that is a foul ball. Boy, not by much. Right field corner just drifted out of our line of sight, 0-2. Dallas Braden is one of the great personalities that you ever want to meet. He pitched here a couple of different occasions. And was it a couple of years ago now? I guess it was. Time flies when you're clueless. It was 2022. I had a chance to go in and do 2 games with A's Radio. That's it. Tuck those away. Set a new standard for mediocrity and came right back where I belong. But that was such a tremendous thrill. I was in Atlanta, which is an amazing ballpark. And I was in the team hotel and was just getting settled in. I was heading downstairs to meet the A's Radio voice, Vince Catronio, for dinner. But I was just basically standing in the lobby in this guy resembling Grizzly Adams comes rolling around the corner out of the elevator area and shouts my name, comes over and gives me a big old bear hug, and I didn't realize it took a couple of moments, but it was Dallas. And then if you want to see a beard, go to the A's website and see if you can find their A's cast. He's been working A's television for a good number of years. Great personality and one of the absolutely astoundingly good people on the planet. Chopper out towards second base. Cooper Bowman makes the play. Backhand to shortstop. Jack Winkler throw to first. Yes, sir. 4-6-3 double play. Nicely turned. On an 0-2 pitch, Lockwood Powell put it in play sharply. Top spin bouncer to Cooper Bowman, but he starts the 4-6-3. So that will end the inning. And we are midway through this ball game. After 4.5, Rockhounds 5, Tulsa Drillers 2.
Love really good produce? So do we. At H-E-B, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your H-E-B, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. H-E-B. Here, fresh produce tastes better.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit Acacia Park, where you'll find the best value and a wonderful home waiting for you. In Midland, visit Northridge Court, where you'll find the best selection of floor plans to suit your needs at an affordable price. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at Widener.com.
Ovintiv is proud to support Midland and the Rockhounds. As a leading North American energy company, we produce oil and natural gas safely and responsibly, a challenge we've embraced for over 100 years. Ovintiv proudly supports the communities where we live and operate, creating a sustainable future to keep equipment rolling, people working, and families fed. Our products fuel the world. We make modern life possible.
Colby Thomas has been front and center in this game. A 2-run home run in the first. He walked and scored in the third. He leads it off in the last of the fifth inning. Kendall Williams delivers outside for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Shane McGuire will follow, and then Brennan Malone in the Rockhounds' fifth. Hounds 5, Drillers 2. Colby standing in, waits the 1-0 offering from Williams. Outside again, ball 2. 2 balls, no strikes. Colby, up the protective device on the left ankle gave way, so he has to strap that back on. 2-0 the count. We feel a little bit cooler here. Pitch, and that is a called strike, and it's 2-1. Mentioned the weather forecast is going to go from beautiful to not so beautiful. Just that breeze feels a little bit chilly, still about 78, 80 degrees. There's the 2-1 pitch, and that ball is rifled foul. Boy, look out onto the concourse. Fortunately, that found the concrete. 2-2 the count. Let's talk about Dallas Braden. Guy who injuries just absolutely ended his career. He said his arm was shredded. That's a perfect Dallasism. Here's the 2-2 pitch, ground ball sharply hit, but handled at third base by Davis. Sets up, throws to Lewis for the out. And Colby retired for the first time in the game. I mentioned during my 2 days with the A's filling in when Ken Korak missed some road trips, so some of the minor league guys had a chance to go up and work with Vince. And honest to goodness, that was just a thrill of a lifetime. And it's 2 games you just tuck away. And the performance wasn't very good, but the experience sure was. But Dallas said some things on the television broadcast that I just choked me up, and I've always appreciated that. He's a very, very genuine, really good guy. Tell you about something he did in his hometown. Here's the pitch to Shane McGuire, chopper toward first base. Handled by Lewis, underhanding to Williams, who will get there. Pitcher covers, 3-1 goes the put out. Dallas is from Stockton, California, and before he was a major leaguer, just during his minor league career, Stockton was really having some hard times financially. He put together a food drive, and his goal was to raise a ton of food. He didn't get that done the first time, but he came close. Remarkable stuff. Inside corner pitch to Brennan Malone for a strike, 0-1. Brennan a walk and a 2-run homer. Now, it was a line drive into the short porch, but the other side of that was on an 0-2 pitch. It's a good AB, put it in place solidly. Swings and sends a fly ball to shallow left, had him played perfectly, and that's going to be a very quick inning for Kendall Williams. Fly ball to left is handled by Bubba Alin, and the inning comes to an end. Three up and three down for the Rockhounds. Give you totals in a moment. Finish our little tribute to one of the good guys, Dallas Braden. After five, Rockhounds lead the Drillers 5-2.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is delivered by ConocoPhillips.
Rockhounds took an early lead in this game on a double by Cooper Bowman leading off the bottom of the first inning, and then Colby Thomas, a two-run home run out of here to left field. Made it a 2-0 ball game. Drillers got a couple of runs in the third inning on four consecutive base hits. RBIs from Taylor Young and Dalton Rushing with back-to-back release on singles. That tied it at two. Mentioned Brennan Malone's home run into the short porch in right field on a line drive that banged off the back wall. That came after Colby Thomas had walked in the third inning. Two-run home run made it 4-2. And a Denzel Clark single and a Jose Mujica RBI double, his second double of the game, making it a 5-2 contest. Tulsa has two runs on six hits, no errors, 2-6-0. Rockhounds five runs on six hits and one error, 5-6-1. Colin Palouse, who is the pitcher of record, we'll face Jose Ramos to lead it off. We go to the top half of the sixth. First pitch swing, well hit, right center field. Wind pushing. Anybody going to get there? Denzel on the run, and he hauls it in. Denzel Clark with a terrific catch. That wind is really strong. See if we get a second look at this. Ramos with an inside-out swing. Wind is pushing at 20-plus. Into right center field, and boy, Denzel, those long strides. I'm going to get a second look at it, but that was a genuine, real-deal defensive play. Terrific stuff by Denzel. One man down on one pitch. Here's Alex Freeland. Colin with a pitch and a fastball strike, 0-1. Teams are set for 7 o'clock tomorrow. Player posters for the first 1,000 fans. Fireworks on Saturday night. Again, that'll be a 7 o'clock first pitch. And Sunday, our family day. Cool stuff. Always. And a little something extra for the moms. A pink Rockhounds wine cup. First 500 moms. Just swing and a miss, and it's 0-2 to Freeland. Hounds are going to be gone for 2 weeks. You hope Mother Nature can hold off in a couple of days and let us play baseball this weekend. But that is, I believe that's out of our control. There's the 0-2 pitch, and that's lifted high in the air and left field side. Boy, though, it's going to keep close. Colby Thomas hustling after it. That ball does get out of play. Colby started to pursue that ball, slowed down a little bit, then realized the wind was going to keep that close to the playing field, and it did, but not within reach, but not by much. My wind is really strong. No surprise, of course, but it is. We've gotten to in evidence now. It's flirting with 25 miles per hour. 0-2 pitch. Swung on, and that's lashed left field side, but that will drift foul. Still 0-2 to Alex Freeland. He's walked and flown out to center field in this ball game. Broke his bat on that one. I mentioned Rockhounds will be on their way to Springfield, Missouri after the game on Sunday. Six-game set for the Springfield Cardinals begins next Tuesday. That's followed by a six-game set at Frisco, Texas. It'll be a challenging road trip. And a big one in this first half. 0-2 pitches up high for a ball, 1-2. Drillers will head for home. They'll host the Wichita Wind Surge at One Oak Field beginning on Tuesday evening. Boy, you finally got a replay of that Denzel Clark catch. That was really good stuff. Went a long way, and the wind was blowing hard. Here's a fly ball to right field. That's not going to come back. That is high, deep, up, and that ball is gone on the berm. Alex Freeland turned into that one. He hit it well. The wind helped push it, and that ball is out of this yard. Each team now with a home run to right field, one into the short porch for the Hounds, and that one, meaning no disrespect whatsoever, that was a well-hit ball, and the wind helped a little bit as well. So it is 5-3 on Alex Freeland's home run. Alex, well, first of the season. This is just his second game. So 5-3, and here's Lolo Sanchez. Infield single, and he reached on a throwing error by Brennan Malone. His pitch looked to bunt, but draws the bat back, takes up and away for a ball. One ball and no strikes. I mentioned Rockhounds won't be back home until the tail end of May. Our next Thursday will be the 30th. 1-0 stretch by Collin. Pitch swung on, fouled straight back. Count goes one ball, one strike. Finished the quick, well, not such a quick segment on Dallas Braden, but he deserved it. And did so many good things for his hometown in Stockton. The old line is he could have run for mayor and won, and I have a feeling that is not only a cliche, but also true with Dallas. Plus, the campaign posters would have been worth the price of admission. Swinging a foul straight back, it's 1-2. But just tremendous dedication to his hometown. I should remember the area code, and I don't, but that's part of his kind of mantra. And it was so cool on this date, 2010, that Mother's Day game. Perfect game thrown by Dallas. There's the 1-2 set by Palouse. Pitch swung on, looked at high and foul, out of play, off to the right side, still 1-2. When Dallas was in high school, his mom passed away due to melanoma during his senior year in high school, so his grandmother raised him, and she was in attendance on that Mother's Day Sunday. It was 14 years ago when he threw the perfect game. Pitch just down the way. The arbitrators and the fans in the stands, that is, thought that might have been a strike. Two balls, two strikes. When that play by Denzel Clark, by the way, in right center field, saves a run because Freeland followed it up with a home run. Sanchez waits. Count 2-2. Delivery from Collin. Boy, just outside again. And well, the fans didn't like it. Gregorio Petit didn't like it either. I happened to glance down at the dugout, and he was not happy about that. That pitch, boy, where it missed, just maybe off the outside corner. Full count. McGuire even with a bag at first base, cheating in, pitching up, down and away, ball four. So Collin will talk to himself a little bit. That's a frustrating walk. That'll bring the tying run to the plate. Brandon Lewis, 1-for-2 with a strikeout and a single. Yep, that's, of course, that perfect game those years ago on just a great day at Oakland and the Coliseum. Happier days at the Coliseum. A's have today off. 18-21. Stretch and pitch down and away. Ball one to Brandon Lewis. One ball, no strikes. Some very familiar names on that A's club as well. Get some playing time. Max Schumann is playing a lot at shortstop. The throw to first base, that was close. Runner just got back. Found it interesting. I was listening to the game the other day. Chris Townsend does the pre- and post-game on A's cast. And had an interesting comment on Brett Harris, former Rockhound. And again, just, if you can't root for Brett Harris, man, it's time for a checkup. Runner goes, 1-0 pitch is taken. There's a throw by Mujica, and I got a chance. They got it, and he's out. Cooper covers the bag. Boy, Jose Mujica is having himself a ball game. He has two doubles in RBI and now throws out Lolo Sanchez trying to steal a base. 2-4 on the putout. Pitch was a strike. Oh, yeah, he got him with ease, so too well, or clearly. I don't know. There's probably nothing easy about it. Throwing into that wind isn't easy. 1-1 to Lewis. Base is empty. Pitch outside for a ball. A's played a doubleheader the other day against Texas, split that double dip with the Rangers, and in the between game show, Chris Townsend said of Brett Harris, have the A's found their third baseman of the future? It's pretty high praise. He's a 2-1. Boy, again, just down and away. When Palouse misses, it has not been by much. 3-1. Terrific glove, man. We know that. Brett is a really solid hitter. He's not going to be a prototypical power hitter if he is the third baseman, but well, he's got a chance, and that's well-deserved. 3-1 pitch swung on and missed, 3-2. Say this a lot about a lot of guys, of course, but Brett is one of those who's an outstanding player and every bit as good, if not a better person. Just tremendous. Going to go to special ed when his baseball career is over, and I hope that's a long way down the road. And that's just, it says a lot about him. Here's a 3-2 pitch. Boy, just down and away again. Boy, Palouse just missing. That's two walks. So, again, the tying run to the plate. Bubba Alin. Somebody, you know, I like creative heckling. You know, if you're going to, you know, the old come on, Blue, that's really worn out. As we all know, the umpires refer to as Blue. The guy just yelled, what was wrong with that? I think Gregorio Petit might agree. I like that. It's just kind of basic right up front and ask a question. So it's one man on and two down. The caught stealing now looks all the bigger, and Paul Abbott will make a quick visit and jogs back to the dugout. Bubba Alin will be the batter, doubled and scored in the third, struck out swinging in the fourth inning. Alin is a switch hitter, so he'll move around now to the left side. Alex Freeland is also a switch hitter. Dalton Rushing is the only left-handed hitter on the Tulsa roster. Again, that's exclusive pretty much to minor league baseball. You don't see that in the big leagues, of course. Pitch called strike, 0-1 to Alin. First name on the lineup card is Chris, which is his name, and he prefers Bubba. If he prefers it, we'll do it. So Bubba Alin at the plate. One on, two out, 5-3, Rockhounds. Swinging a bouncing ball, sharply hit the foul wide of the bag at first. Count 0-2. So top of the sixth inning. Franchise retrospective coming up. We'll tell you the tale of a guy who is, well, just has a unique place in our franchise's history and, as we'll explain, really in Texas League history. A guy we call Vio. 0-2 count, one on and two down. Stretched by Palouse, Collin with a pitch. What? Just outside. The crowd's going to grumble. Not saying, well, I was going to say there isn't anything wrong with the call. Gregorio Petit disagrees, but again, but Palouse has just been right on the edge of the strike zone. Boy, how you take that pitch, I don't know, but Bubba did, and he was right. 1-2 count, stretched by Collin. Pitch swung on, punched foul, left side out of play, still 1-2. Good bunch tonight on Thursday. And weather notwithstanding, kind of big bunches the next two as well. 7 o'clock tomorrow, 7 o'clock again on Saturday. 1-2 count. Alin waits. Infield has him played the pull solidly. Pitch swung on, he fouled it away. Well, the ball went to the left. The bat went south, straight back toward the backstop. So the count stays 1-2 to Alin. Top of the order, Taylor Young waiting on deck. Tulsa. Bubba wants to do a little work on the bat. I guess, well, sometimes I guess you're allowed to do that. Other times, maybe not. He will step back in. Will the switch hitter batting from the left side? 5'11", 190 is from the city of brotherly love. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania is home. Stretch and pitch again by Collin. That one's way up high, and the count goes 2-2. So Alin and Palouse doing battle here. Rockhounds bullpen will get going with the right-hander warming. And Jack Weisenberger placed on the injured list today. Man, kid cannot buy a break on the injury side of things. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss.
elevated the fastball, and Bubba Olin could not catch it. So Collins' first strikeout, six for the ball club, and a run across. One run on one base hit, couple of walks. No errors, a caught stealing, and one man left. Tell you the tale of a guy named Leo on our franchise retrospective.
Without Vio Sergi Rosa, there would almost certainly not have been a four-peat or a three-peat of championships for the Rockhounds. In the 2016 division playoffs against an outstanding Corpus Christi team, the series was tied at a game apiece. In pivotal game three, it's the Hooks five, the Rockhounds three, with the bases loaded and two out in the bottom of the ninth inning. Vio lifts a high drive to right field. A few breathtaking seconds later, the ball lands on the right field berm, a walk-off grand slam. And it's the Rockhounds, not the Hooks, who take a 2-1 lead in the series. The Hounds, as you know, went on to claim their third consecutive title. In the 2017 division series, Vio sets a Texas League postseason record with 8 runs batted in a Game 1 win over heavily favored San Antonio. The Rockhounds would go on to defeat the Missions, advancing to their fourth straight title series. Game 5 of the championship versus Tulsa. Vio's first inning single drives in the game's only run as the Hounds complete a stunning turnaround to defeat the Drillers and complete the four-peat. In the 2017 postseason, the Rockhounds had 36 RBIs. Vio had 16 of them. He didn't play in the big leagues, but Vio was a fan favorite and holds a unique place in the franchise's history. And, all things considered, his walk-off grand slam stands as one of the most significant swings in the Texas League's 136 years.
To the bottom half of the sixth we go, and Jason Rosario leads it off. Kendall Williams back to work, going into his sixth inning, and finds the outside corner for a strike. Jason Rosario, Quincy Naporti, and Denzel Clark here in the Hound six. The 5-3 game. Three home runs in this game. Pitch outside for a ball. Count 1-1. Colby Thomas ripped one out to left field before the wind became a factor, and the other two have gone out to right field, one for each club. Pitch high and away to Jason. Ball two. Two balls, one strike. Bounced out to second base in the first inning. Struck out looking in the third, ending both innings. Jason at 259 coming in. Takes down and in for a ball. The count goes 3-1. Kind of a mixed bag, I would think, for Kendall Williams in this ball game. He has given up 5 runs. 3-1 pitch and it's fouled back. Well, the count 3-2. But again, he's given up just a tinch over a hit per inning. And coming in, opposition was hitting 378 against him, and he was giving up closer to 2 hits per game with a 2.40 whip. So that part of it has certainly been an improvement on this game. 3-2. Rosario, did he go? Nope, did not. Well, Colin Palouse didn't think he fared very well in terms of calls in the last half inning, and Kendall thought that might have been a check swing strike three. Instead, Rosario draws a walk. That's 3 walks, 4 strikeouts. And here's Quincy Naporti. He has a couple of whips in this ball game. Sky darkening now, kind of a deep blue-gray all around us. And boy, that wind absolutely whipping. Swinging a line drive, right side base hit. Little inside-out swing by Naporti. Jason Rosario will come to third base. First and third, nobody down. The Quincy with a base hit. Jumped on the first pitch he saw. Goes opposite way. It's a slicing line drive into right field. So it's two men on and nobody down for Denzel Clark. Denzel, 1-for-2. Bounced out to third in the second inning. Singled and scored on the double by Jose Mujica in the fourth inning. Jose is on deck. And Dalton rushing now. The catcher will go out and he will have a visit. So, got the battery in the infield, and they will collect on the pitcher's mound. Checked into ball games in the Texas League. Mentioned Springfield won their 19th game of the season, beat Northwest Arkansas first of 2. Now here comes Scott Hennessy. So he will now join. We're doing a little, that's pretty creative by Tulsa. That's a little two for the price of one on the mound visit. The catcher went out first, and now Scott will join the visit. We'll see if he's going to grab the baseball. The manager is out there, so one would think so. Perhaps. Yep, now he will go to the bullpen, so I wonder if they were just trying to give the reliever a little extra time. So it will be first and second with nobody out. Kendall Williams' day is now done. Pitched into the sixth inning. And the Drillers will go to the bullpen. We'll check the scoreboard for you here in just a couple of moments. Check the reliever coming in out of the bullpen. Rockhounds lead 5-3. Hounds have not trailed in this game. Game was tied at 2. And the Hounds are two men on and nobody down here in the sixth inning. And it'll be Juan Murillo who will come on to pitch. So, right-hander Juan Murillo, and he will face Denzel Clark. Jose Mujica then backed up to the top for Cooper Bowman, two men on here in the sixth inning. Juan Murillo, is a right-hander. Pretty good beard working and a whole big bunch of hair as well. Springfield has mentioned a winner. They are now 19-9 on the season, the league's best record by a half game. Springfield, Frisco, the Rockhounds, and Arkansas have the league's top records. Boy, runs have been tough to come by in Corpus Christi. Last night, the Hooks beat Amarillo 1-0. They had two hits. And in a ball game that has just concluded, Amarillo took a 2-0 lead into the ninth. Corpus got one run before they ran out of steam. Dylan File got the win in that game. Amarillo 2 and Corpus Christi 1. So that ball game is in the books. San Antonio was at Frisco. The Rough Riders all over the Missions 8-4. The bottom half of the seventh inning at Riders Field in Frisco. As mentioned, Rockhounds will go there on their next road trip. Springfield and Northwest Arkansas scoreless in the second game of a double dip. About midway through the seventh inning game. And Arkansas at Wichita, they are tied at 2 apiece, bottom of the seventh at Riverfront Stadium in Wichita, Kansas. Now, here's Denzel. First and third, nobody down. Pitch by Murillo. Strike called outside corner. Just got there, 0-1. Mentioned Wichita got off to an awful start in the year, but they've been playing much better baseball of late. They were about as cold as Springfield was hot to start the year. 0-1 stretch, pitch to Denzel, swings and misses. So a quick 0-2 count to the Rockhound center fielder, Denzel, 1-for-2. Jason Rosario at third base, Quincy Naporti on at first, a single following the walk. Pitch to Denzel, bouncer out towards second base. To second for a one relay, there will be no throw. Denzel will drive home a run. So he reaches on the fielder's choice. Naporti is out at second. One man down, but Jason Rosario comes in to score. So the Rockhounds manufacture a run on a walk, a single, and a fielder's choice. That run goes to Kendall Williams, and the batter will be Jose Mujica. Well, welcome Jose Mujica. He is 2-for-2 with two doubles. He's seen three pitches. He's 2-for-2 with two doubles and an RBI. Takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Won't necessarily get a lot of playing time, but boy, is he taking advantage tonight. He's also thrown out a runner trying to score. Oh, I'm sorry, trying to steal second, I beg your pardon. 0-1 stretch. Denzel the lead. Pitch swung on. Sliced foul. Whoop! On his own dugout. Hello, how are you? Count 0-2. From our department of redundancy department, the wind continues to maybe increase a little bit. Anywhere from 22 to 26 miles an hour now. 0-2 count. And Mujica will ask for time on Jose. 23-year-old from San Felipe in Venezuela. Spent last year with single-A Stockton, did not play much. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and that ball's got a chance. That's a base hit. He is 3-for-3. What a good at-bat that was by Mujica. That was a little three-quarter swing on an 0-2 count. Boy, I mean, shortened way up and punched it past second baseman Taylor Young into center field. We're going to get a look at this. Yep, that was just a really good AB. Jose Mujica is now a .500 hitter. He is now 3-for-6 as a Rockhound. Coming to third base is Denzel Clark with his good speed. So Jose Mujica, two doubles and an 0-2 single. How's that for a day at the dish with a ribby on one of the doubles? Pitched to Cooper down and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. 1-for-3, but the one was a big one. A double and a run scored leading off the bottom half of the first inning. Right-handed hitter is Cooper. He waits, swings, and misses behind the heat from Murillo. Swinging strike, and it's one ball, one strike. Jack Winkler waiting on deck. Base runners are Denzel Clark at third base, Jose Mujica at first. Hounds have put a run on the board. Denzel with his ninth RBI of the season. Stretched by Murillo. Pitch takes flight, popped high in the air, and this will sail well out of the ballpark. One ball and two strikes. Here's the count to Cooper Bowman. If I'm reading the scoreboard correctly, that was 101 miles per hour. That is some serious, serious gas. Ground ball right side. Ranging to his right as Taylor Young. Throw to first, but that will drive home the run. So in the score is Denzel Clark. Mujica goes down to second base. RBI for Cooper. Comes on a bounce out, but again, even with the low average of late, now again, he has extended his history to 7 games with that leadoff double in this one. But he's found ways to contribute. That'll close the book on Kendall Williams. So all 7 runs the Hounds have scored will belong to Kendall. Pitch down and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes to Jack Winkler. He's 0-for-3. That's unusual of late. Right-handed hitter taking over at shortstop is Jack with the promotion of Jacob Wilson. So it's a runner in scoring position. That's Mujica. Both inherited runners score for Jose Murillo. Stretch and pitch, and that's a strike of the knees. Good breaking pitch to the outside edge. One ball, one strike to Jack. The Hounds with a couple of runs, boy, really manufacturing in this inning. A walk, a couple of singles, a couple of ground ball outs. Pitch misses to Winkler. Count goes 2 balls and 1 strike. Colby Thomas would be next here in the Rockhound 6th inning. The Hounds now lead the Drillers 7-3. Two and one, Winkler waits. 2-1 pitch by Murillo, and that is punched right side. Base hit for Winkler. Going to hold the runner, and that's wise. And, boy, Winkler just ran right past first base and goes into second. Well, that was not by design. Boy, that's interesting. I would love to know what Jack was thinking right there. He just kept going. Ball went right by him. And he gets to second base easily, so he will go to second, I would think, on the throw. Mujica stopping at third base. Jack singles to right field. We'll watch on the replay. Initially, Mujica was going to be sent home. Jack may have just gauged that really well. He just winds up at second base, so it'll be a single goes to second on the throw. Second and third for Colby Thomas. Swings hard, hit ball, that's got a chance, and it's backhanded by the shortstop, throw to first base, Colby, did he beat it? They got him! Oh, what a play, Colby thought he beat it, but I think that's a good call. What a terrific play by Alex Freeland. Well, Darrell Kennedy is not arguing, and he's the first base coach, and he is been doing baseball a while. So I have a feeling that was a correct call. I can understand Colby's reaction, but that was a sensational run-saving play by Alex Breland at shortstop. That was on the outfield grass. Good, strong throw to get a very quick runner. Outstanding defense. Now, we have played six. The Rockhounds add a couple. And after six complete, it's the Rockhounds 7 and the Tulsa Drillers 3.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Make Rockhounds baseball part of your weekend. We start things off a day early with a ballpark tradition, Thirsty Thursday. Friday home games feature souvenir giveaways, and Saturday night baseball means fireworks. When the Hounds are home on a Saturday night, we'll have a fireworks show for you after the game. Gates open at 6 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rock Hounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockHounds.org.
Top of the stretch inning, Hounds lead it by the score of 7-3. Top of the order in the top of the stretch inning, and Taylor Young will lead it off. It's a backup pitch that gets there, called strike from Colin Palouse, 0-1. Taylor Young, Dalton Rushing, and Brendan Davis in the Tulsa seventh inning. Well, wind is just relentless right now. It is really blowing the 0-1 pitch up high. Taylor Young, 1-for-3, has a single, an RBI, and a run scored in this ball game. That coming in the third inning on a base hit. Taylor's got four hits in a row in that inning. 1-1 stretch, the pitch by Palouse, swinging a bouncer foul. Boy, that thing got Taylor. Yeah, he drops down to a knee. Boy, that really got him. He just went down, straight down to his right knee, and now will prop himself up with his bat. Trevor Patience, our home plate umpire, of course, going to give him some time. Yeah, athletic trainer, or trainer, that is. Jesse Guffey has been busy off and on in this series. Not sure there's a whole lot he can do right there. Jesse just talking to Taylor Young. Taylor, boy, just trying to watching the conversation. They have a camera angle on him pretty tight. Scott Hennessy's going to come in and talk to him as well. Don't know where that got him. You know, sometimes you see those foul balls straight down off the foot. Other times on the maybe on the shin or even on the inside part of the knee. I mean, my goodness, how much does that hurt? The answer is I don't know, but it has to be a bunch. So the count is 1-2. Taylor Young at the dish in the seventh inning. Loose comes set, delivers, but that's down and away for a ball. And the count is 2-2. Set by the right-hander. Infield pretty well straight away for Taylor Young. No major shifting. Breaking pitch. Just outside again. Colin Palouse has absolutely tantalized the strike zone. And, boy, just barely missing. 3-2 to Taylor. Young waits, rattles that bat a little bit, stirs it over the right shoulder, swings and sends a ball in the corner to left field. That's going to drop for a base hit. Colby Thomas over to cut it off. He slips, hits the deck. That'll be a double. I don't think would have been able to get Taylor Young anyway, so double all the way. Just slipped and hit the deck when Colby really busts it to get after that baseball. Now the double into the left field corner, one on with nobody down. So Taylor Young in this game, 2-for-4. And he's 5-for-12 in the series. One on, nobody down. Second hit allowed by Colin. The other was the Alex Freeland home run. Well, it's got to be a frustrating couple of innings for Colin. Again, he's been right around the strike zone, but not getting the call. Not saying that's right or wrong, by the way. By no means. Pitched down and away to Dalton, rushing for ball 1-1-0. But he has to feel like he's throwing it pretty well and gives up a home run and a double. A couple of walks along the way. 7-3 score. Outfield a little bit more shallow than normal with that wind really a factor right now in the game. 1-0 pitch, ground ball right back up middle. Shortstop Jack Winkler waiting there. Throws to first for the out. Good hustle by rushing, but he is out. Advancing to third base is Taylor Young. Ground out, 6-3. One down top of the seventh. Brendan Davis will be the batter. Davis flew out to right field to end the first inning. Single and a steal in the third inning. And he walked and was doubled up in the fifth, the right-handed hitter. And Brendan, the batter with that closed stance, swings to a high fly ball into right center field. This will be Jason Rosario. Runner will tag. Rosario's got a good arm. Here's the throw. It's not going to be in time. And sacrifice fly brings home Taylor Young. So Brendan Davis with his 12th RBI of the season. Fly ball to right center field. And gets this down to a 3-run game again. And that'll bring up Griffin Lockwood Powell. 0-for-3 in this one. And he's still 4-for-10 in the series. Home run, double, and three ribbies. Griffin on the year at 277 coming into the game. Bases empty. Two men down. Top of the seventh. Pitch swung on in this. Good best ball by Palouse. Lockwood Powell, right-hander hitter. With Jose Ramos on deck. Long set by Colin. 0-1 pitch outside, maybe a bit high. One ball, one strike. Seventh inning stretch, non-Googleable trivia coming up for you. Talk about the construction of a baseball. There's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on, fly ball, right center field. Denzel Clark on the move. Reaches up, makes the catch on the track, and leaps into the wall. Started to climb the wall to Denzel. Oh, man, do that again, man. Just don't hurt yourself. Fly ball well hit to deep right center field. I'm going to see him. Let's get a look at this again real quick before we break. Makes the catch on the track. 1, 2, 3 steps, and then just ran into the wall, climbed the wall. I don't know how high in the air he got, but he was up there a ways. Man, that's one of the more entertaining catches the outfield has seen in a while. We go to the bottom of the seventh, non-Googleable coming up. Rockhound 7, Tulsa 4.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Last half of the stretch inning. Rockhound 7, Tulsa 4. Juan Murillo will go back to the mound to face Shane McGuire, Brendan Malone, and Jason Rosario. The middle third of the order for the Rockhounds here in the last of the seventh. It's a 3-run game, 7-4 is the score. Of the construction of the baseball. And, of course, that's been, well, it went really, really kicking up right here. I don't know what it was, but something just blew off a wall somewhere in this booth. I am terrified to know what it might have been. I guess it wasn't the broadcaster, although I don't know if that's a good thing or not. Here's Shane McGuire. Left-handed hitter waits, pitch by Murillo down low for a ball. The construction of the baseball, how it's put together, there were unusual conditions way, way back, 1943, and it was during the World War II, called Strike 1-1. And they were having issues because of supply shortages, and it affected the rubber cement that helped build the baseballs. Time called at home plate. You know, wind really kicking up. Shane, maybe something in the eye. Over three in this game is Shane McGuire. That hasn't happened very often. The guy has gotten on base a bunch. Stretch and pitch by Murillo. That's way outside for a ball. Two balls and one strike. So it was on this date in 1943. They used a different construction process, and a new kind of baseball was used. 2-1 pitch way up high for a ball. Count is 3-1, and Murillo throws hard. So remember, this was 1943, so there were 16 teams in Major League Baseball at that time, so 8 games. That was the entire schedule. Pitch swung on, line drive, inside out base hit. Shane McGuire drives a line drive to left between third and short. McGuire has been a tough guy to keep off the base paths on this year. Third hit allowed by Juan Murillo. McGuire has now reached base in 17 of 18 games, has hits in 9 of his last 10. And the batter is Brennan Malone. He is 1-for-2 with a 2-run homer and a walk. Stretch and pitch by Murillo. Got the outside half of the plate called strike. So in those 8 games that were played in Major League Baseball in this date, way back in 1943, again with a newly constructed baseball, there were 6 home runs hit in the 8 games. Pitch, just up and in for a ball. And that was an improvement. According to NationalPastime.com, between 1 and 199, how many home runs had been hit through the first 72 big league games of 1943. 73 big league games. Pitch. It's down low, ball 2-2-1. How many home runs were hit in those 72 big league games leading up to the change in the baseball construction? Between 1 and 199. I trust this is actually probably non-Googleable. Well, actually it isn't, but that's another story. 2 balls, 1 strike. Pitch that's well inside, got off the glove, and hustling down to second. McGuire, they get him? Nope, the ball kicked loose, little collision at second base. McGuire started to move to third, but no. So we'll see if that'll be a wild pitch or a passed ball as McGuire moves up. We'll call it a wild pitch. That's one of those, get around about it, that would be either a passed pitch or a wild ball. Looks like it. Let me get another look at this. Yeah, again, that to me, that's just 50-50. It wasn't a good pitch, and the catcher got a glove on it, and it was a wild pitch. And Shane McGuire scrambling to second base, a little bit of a collision, ball got loose. And Brennan Malone now with a 3-ball, 1-strike count. McGuire, the base runner, he's on at second with nobody down in the seventh inning. 7-4 Rockhounds. Pitch way high and away, ball 4 to Brennan. So two men on, nobody out, and the batter will be Jason Rosario. He's 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. Well, on this date in 1943, with a different kind of baseball, again because of supply shortages and he had to get creative, there were 6 home runs hit in 8 games. That was an improvement. In the first 72 games of 1943. I'll give you the number here in a moment. Looking to bunt. Oh, my goodness. Popping it up. Foul ball just out of the reach of a diving Dalton rushing. Great effort by the Drillers catcher and Brendan Davis charging in from third as well. 0-1 count to Rosario. Couldn't get the bunt down. 0-1 to Jason. In the first 72 games of 1943 in the big leagues, 9 home runs were hit. 9 total. That's 72 games. That's 144 teams. 8 teams times, I guess. Right, or think about whatever that might be. Pitch up and in for a ball, it's 1-1. But in 72 ball games, 9 home runs were hit. That is one home run every 8 games in all of Major League Baseball. No wonder they had to work on the baseball a little bit. But those were, of course, different and challenging times. 1-1 pitch fouled straight back out of play. It's 1-2 to Jason Rosario. Bottom of the 7th inning, Rockhounds lead 7-4 with 2 men on. Nobody down, 1-2 count. The Hounds right fielder. Murillo leans in, has his sign. There's activity in both bullpens now. 1-2 pitch, and that's down and in. Now it goes 2-2. Sky now pitch black all around us. Wind is still trying to rip the flags right off the flagpole. 2-2 count. Runners their leads. Pitch swung on. Bounced foul wide at first. Good protective swing. Darrell Kennedy makes a nice bare-handed play. Does a Hounds assistant hitting coach and first base coach. Darrell's a longtime manager. He managed in Frisco and in Northwest Arkansas in the Texas League. Would like to get back to managing, but right now serving as assistant hitting coach. Really good baseball man. A lot of fun to talk to. Really good guy. 2 balls, 2 strikes. The look at second by Murillo. Stretches and delivers. Ooh, way up and in. Hello, how are you? 98 miles an hour, high and tight. That's an attention getter. Count is full now. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Quincy Naporti on deck. Rockhound 7, Tulsa 4 in the 7th inning. Murillo set. Count is full. And runners do not go. And a swing and a miss. Got him with a 97-mile-an-hour pitch. So Jason out on strikes. One man down in the inning. Quincy Naporti will be the batter. Couple of strikeouts and a base hit went the opposite way. Last batter that Kendall Williams faced in this game. Kendall going 6 innings plus. Gave up 7 hits. 7 runs all earned. 3 walks, 4 strikeouts. Runners go. Pitches up and in. Here's the throw. And, oh, the ball got loose. And in to score is Shane McGuire. So a double steal. That's the second time Shane McGuire has been part of a double steal this season. I just love that stuff. That is his 3rd steal, and a throwing error compounds it. So Brennan Malone also gets the stolen base. Run scores on the error, and it's 1-0 to Quincy Naporti. Infield in, and it's 8-4 Rockhounds. Pitch to Quincy inside and back to the screen, and that will score a run. And Marino's talking to himself. So wild pitch, run scores. Makes the first of the 2 runs, or makes that run earned, actually. So Brennan Malone comes across to score on the wild pitch. Rio's pitch is swung on and fouled away by Quincy, so I believe that should be a 2-1 count. Scoreboard and I are both trying to catch up. Our count's manufacturing a couple of runs in this inning as well. Pitch a little roller out towards second base. It'll be handled. Easy play there for Taylor Young. Throw to first base in time. Would think that both runs will be earned at this point. The Rockhounds lead it now by a score of 9-4. Got a base hit, a walk, a double steal. By the way, Dalton Rushing's throw, I think, might have been in time, but it went wide. Now the driller's going to go to the bullpen. So for Juan Murillo, a frustrating inning, I'm sure. Base is empty, 2 down, but 2 runs across. So hard-throwing right-hander will come out of this game, and Rockhounds with a 9-4 advantage. And the batter will be Denzel Clark. Check the pitcher, left-hander. He'll come on to pitch for Tulsa. Conversation of the mound. As soon as that breaks up a little bit, yeah, now we can identify the pitcher. Christian Suarez, who has just joined this team, left-hander. So welcome to the ball club, and he gets the call out of the bullpen. Suarez, left-hander, will face Denzel. Bases empty, two down, 9-4, Rockhounds. Boy in the inning again, single and a walk. Double steal. Rockhounds swiping a couple of bases in this game. I was looking at the card. I thought there was a steal earlier, but nope. So a couple of steals on the double steal. And then the throwing error mentioned on the play at third base. Shane McGuire, Dalton Rushing's throw was close. I think far too bang-bang to call it an error all the way, but it was a stolen base compounded by an error. And then a wild pitch. So a very frustrating inning for Juan Murillo. Christian Suarez on the pitch. Left-hander out of Maracay, Venezuela. 5'11", 195, and it makes his driller's debut. He's placed Denzel Clark with the bases empty, two down in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Welcome to West Texas, Christian Suarez. That delivers in the wind. Fastball strike on the outside edge, 0-1. Left-hander set, hands between the letters and the belt, delivers the ground ball out towards second. Up three hops, handled by Taylor Young. Turns and throws, and Denzel is out. And the inning comes to an end, but the Rockhounds manufacture two runs. They do it on two runs, one hit, a walk, an error, a double steal. Ground out, and nobody left on base. So we played seven, give you totals in a moment. To the top of the eighth inning at Momentum Bank Ballpark, Rockhounds 9 and Tulsa 4.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This game summary is brought to you by ConocoPhillips, presenting sponsor of Rockhounds Baseball.
Top of the eighth inning and the debut with the Rockhounds, guy who has a lot of experience, including the AAA level. Seth Elledge is on to pitch. Seth joining the club during this week, and of course there's been a lot going on in terms of roster moves. Seth makes his home, or did at least at one point, in Dallas, Texas. 27-year-old right-hander, 6'3", 240. And he was signed by the A's as a free agent all of 6 days ago. With, again, some good experience and brings a veteran presence certainly to the bullpen. And the right-hander will face Jose Ramos, Alex Freeland, and Lolo Sanchez in the Tulsa eighth inning. The totals through seven. So the end of this top half of the eighth inning for the Drillers, four runs on eight hits, one error, 4-8-1. Rockhounds, 9 runs, 10 hits, 1 error, 9-10-1. Ramos waits. First pitch by Elledge. Woo! Up and in and back to the screen. That will quicken the pulse. Fastball sailed on him and went up around the batting helmet, but Jose got out of the way. He'll walk around a bit. Don't blame him for that. And he will stand back in. Ramos in the ballgame, 0-3. He has struck out, flown to right, and flown out to center field. That was on the really good play in right center by Denzel Clark, which in retrospect saved the run. Here's the 1-0 pitch. It's down and away, ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Seth, a year ago, pitching in multiple organizations, but pitched to the AAA level with Syracuse, Toledo, and Gwinnett. Two-oh stretch, right-hander delivers, and that swung on and missed. Count goes 2-1. Third game of this set. Again, Rockhounds leading Tulsa 9-4 in the eighth inning. Teams will go tomorrow and Saturday at 7 o'clock. Pitch, called strike, out there, 2-2. Sunday afternoon at 1. Ramos asking for time. Hounds hitting the road after the Sunday ball game. One of the lengthier trips, I think it is the longest. Springfield, Missouri, then down to Frisco, Texas before they return home. And for Tulsa, they head for One Oak Field after this series, heading back home to Tulsa. Swinging a tapper to first base. Will be handled easily. And Shane McGuire gets to the bag for the out. Ramos bounces out. We'll tapper to the first baseman. One down to the eighth inning for Alex Freeland. 1-for-2 with a walk, a fly ball to center field, and a solo home run. And again, that would have been a two-run home run had it not been for the exploits of Denzel Clark in right center field. It was a catch he made on the run, about knee-high on the move, with that wind absolutely whipping toward right field. Flags are bristling. Here's the stretch and pitch. Bouncing ball foul into the Hounds dugout off the screen from above it. 0-1 to count. Mentioned Drillers head for home to host the Wichita Wind Surge. Beginning next Tuesday evening at One Oak Field. Hounds will make a visit later on in the year. Look forward to that as always. 0-1 pitch. Ground ball, too long hop. Second base, Cooper Bowman, letter high, makes the play. Throw to first for the out. And two up, two down here in the eighth inning. Each team has gone in order just once in this game. And here's Lolo Sanchez now. He is 1-for-2. Infield single, reached on an error, and walked and was trying to, caught that is, trying to steal second base. Part of the really good night behind the plate and at the dish. Well, at the dish and behind it by Jose Mujica. Pitch up and in for ball one, leaning back out of the way of Sanchez. One ball, no strikes. Brandon Lewis would be next. Bases empty, two down in the top of the eighth inning. Elledge is set, leg kick in the pitch. Breaking ball just off the outside corner, 2-0. Again, travel. Hoot a little bit, close pitch again. First baseman Shane McGuire shading in just about a step behind the bag. Outfield shallow due to the wind, most more than anything, I would think. Pitch, boy, that's a high strike. 1-1. Make it 2-1, rather. Order line calls. One went to the pitcher, one to the hitter. 2-1 the count. Lolo Sanchez. First name is just like it sounds. L-O-L-O. Out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. 2-1 pitch. Sliced foul out of play. 2-2. Sanchez wants to rewrap the batting gloves, takes time out here, rewraps those bright red batting gloves, in fact. Stands in. The two-ball, two-strike stretch, Elledge ready. Pitch takes flight, swung on, well hit, right center field, on the move again is Denzel. Ball is going to get blown over to, was that Denzel or was that Jason Rosario? They crossed paths, don't know who's got the baseball. Well, that wind really pushing. Denzel to his left, Jason Rosario to his right, and that was Denzel who hauled it in again. Boy, he has really been active in center field, covering a ton of ground. Of course, he's 6'5", long strides, and that was another really nice catch. Not easily done at all with the wind as strong as it is and pushing so strongly toward that right field corner. To the bottom of the eighth inning we go. The Rockhounds lead the Tulsa Drillers by the score of 9-4.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything.
go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Jose Mujica leads it off. What a night this kid has had at the dish. First pitch swing, ground ball right side. Well, all the good things must come to an end. He'll bounce out here to second base on a first pitch swing, but he's 3-for-4, two doubles, a single, an RBI, and he's thrown out one base runner trying to steal his position behind the dish. So one man down, top of the order for Cooper Bowman. Because Mike Markham has far better eyesight than I do. I can tell you it was Jason Rosario who made the catch. At some point, I think Denzel got the baseball because he tossed it into the stands, but no, it was Jason who made the catch. Pitcher called strike, and it's 0-1 to Cooper Bowman. Boy, both guys doing good work out there, though. That wind is, boy, it's even for West Texas. It's borderline fierce. And it was Jason who made that last running play. Swinging a foul ball, Cooper way out in front of the off-speed pitch. Count goes 0-2. Cooper Bowman at the plate. Jack Winkler on deck. Bottom of the eighth inning. Hounds 9. Drillers 4. Hounds bidding for a sixth consecutive win. Finished the series in Amarillo very strong. A couple of shutouts, in fact. Swinging a foul away. Count stays 0-2 to Cooper. 1-for-4, but a double with a run scored and an RBI. Cooper extending a hit streak. It's a modest streak in 7 games. 8-for-31. Again, he's been under 200 most of the season and still finds ways to contribute. And boy, he'd love to get that bat going full tilt boogie. Pitch down and in, 1 ball, 2 strikes. As of activity in the bullpen, so Seth Elledge, a 1-2-3 inning. That's only the third time in this game either team has gone up and down in order. Oh, Cooper, so we really chased that one. It's way up and away and out on strike. So 1-for-5, but again, a double, a ribby, run scored. 2 down in the inning, strikeout for the left-hander, Christian Suarez, in his debut with the Drillers. There's Jack Winkler, 1-for-4. Base hit Jack's last time up. He's hit to right field, so he's reached base now in 9 straight games. Takes pitch up a little bit high for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. Came in at 3-0-1. He's 1-for-4 in the ball game, so right around the 300 mark. 1-0 pitch, and that's high and away for a ball. A little sartorial change tonight for Jack. He's been wearing the bright orange batting gloves, wearing the black batting gloves tonight with orange sleeves under the jersey. Still very complimentary, good fashion sense. 2 balls, no strikes. Pitch high and away, ball 3. The Tulsa ninth inning will be 8-9-1 in the order. Drillers have dropped 5 straight. Rockhounds winning 5 straight. I mentioned that in the pregame, but haven't done it since. Pitch right down the middle, called strike, 3-1. Hounds dropped 2 of the first 3 at Amarillo, then came back and won the last three ball games. Series win at Hodgetown, not easily done. Pitch down and in, ball four. So Jack Winkler draws the base on balls. He's on base two out of five in this game. Walking a strikeout so far for Christian Suarez. That'll bring up Colby Thomas. Colby, one for three. The one was a big one. Two-run home run, bottom of the first inning, and that was before the wind picked up. Boy, anything hit in the air to left field since fairly early in this game, probably not going to get out of here. Pitch down and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Colby then walked and scored in the third inning, scoring on the Brendan Malone home run. Bounced out routinely to third base in the fifth inning, and then just a really good play. One of the best defensive plays of the game in the series by Alex Freeland at shortstop for the Drillers. Got him from the edge of the outfield grass with a great throw. Pitch outside for a ball, 2-0. Bang, bang, call. Colby thought he beat it. I think in retrospect the call was correct, but a close play and a really good one. Frisco has defeated San Antonio 9-5, so the Rough Riders winning their 19th of the season. Pitch. Down and in, and the count goes 3-0. Well, Springfield and Arkansas there, Northwest Arkansas, forgive me. Cardinals won the opener 6-3, so they're 19-9. That's the best record by percentage. Hounds bidding to become the first 20-game winner in the Texas League this year. 3-0 pitch. That'll get there. Called strike 3-1. Got a good ball game going at Springdale at our best ballpark. Springfield and Northwest Arkansas going to the bottom of the seventh inning. That is a seven-inning game. Scoreless tie. Each team just three hits. 3-1 pitch. And just up a bit high, not by much, but Colby took that with confidence, and he's on base. So Colby on base now, three out of five in this game, including the home run. Mini three-game hit streak going for Colby. And again, he's a guy who can, boy, just a tremendously electric player is Colby Thomas. Has that average back up over 300, came in at 304 in this game. Here's Shane McGuire with two men on, pitched down and away, got off the glove of Dalton Rushing, but he blocked it up the third base line, so runners cannot move up. One ball, no strikes to Shane. Runner at second base is Jack Winkler. Runner at first base, Colby Thomas. Both can go. 9-4 game. Don't know that the Hounds would be running here. Pitch right down the middle. That's called strike to Shane. One ball, one strike. One for four with a double. Excuse me, a single, I should say. A stolen base and a run scored for Shane McGuire. Catcher and first baseman. 1-1 stretch. Pitch on the way by the lefty. He's tapped back toward the mound, making the play. Turning and throwing to first base a little low, but handled for the out. And always expect a bad throw from the pitcher. No disrespect intended. They just don't do a lot of that. No runs or hits, no errors. A couple of men are left on base, and we will go to the top half of the ninth inning. Rockhounds are bidding to close this ball game out and try to make it six in a row after eight complete. Rockhounds 9, Tulsa 4.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service, we offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop, but you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Top of the ninth inning, Pedro Santos will pitch for the second straight night. Grant Holman pitched on Tuesday and Wednesday. Pedro going last night and tonight. Haven't seen much of that. Guys going on consecutive games. So Pedro out of the bullpen, not a save situation, but trying to close the door in this one. Colin Pulis remains the pitcher of record for the Rockhounds. I need to update my box score on his pitching line for the night. I'm working for you, Colin. I tried to keep one run off his sheet. First pitch, swing of the ninth inning, a chopper to third base. Handled nicely by Malone. Throw is a little wide. It's going to get away. And close play there. So the leadoff batter, Brandon Lewis, and that will be a base hit. So infield single for Lewis. Throw was a little wide. Brandon had to charge that ball and make the across-the-body throw, so it'll be a base hit for Lewis. He does not advance, so just an infield single. One on and nobody down. Top of the ninth for Bubba Alim. He is 1-for-3 with a double, a run scored, and a couple of strikeouts. Switch hitter batting to the left side, tries to bunt his way on and pushed it foul up the third baseline. Colin Pulis, pitcher of record in this game, 2 2/3 innings, 2 hits, 2 runs, both earned, 2 walks, 1 strikeout. And gave up 1 home run. Delivery, check swing and almost hitting the deck is Bubba Alim. That pitch really tied him up. Tried to hold up, checked the swing, lost his balance, and dropped to an E. Lewis, the base runner, ninth base hit for Tulsa. 4-9-1 for the Drillers, 9-10-1 for the Rockhounds. Alim waggles that bat back and forth, pretty wide swath. Delivery just outside, 1 ball, 2 strikes. Top of the order, Taylor Young and Dalton rushing to follow here in the Tulsa ninth inning. Alim 4-for-6 in this series with 2 doubles. Here's the stretch and pitch, a swing and a miss. Boy, that one dropped to the dirt. Foul tip, nicely hung onto by Mojica. So, strikeout, the bell will toll. One man down to the ninth inning. Top of the order for Taylor Young. Continues to have a really good series. He's 5-for-12 in the first 3 games of this set. A couple of doubles, a home run. He's driven in 3. Scored a couple of runs in this game. It's a single, a double, 2 runs, and a ribby. Right-handed hitter takes. High for a ball from Santos. Ball and no strikes. Visit to the mound from Jose Mojica. With one out in the top of the ninth, with one on and one man down. Pedro Santos making his 11th appearance. He has 3 saves. Grant Holman leads the Texas League with 5. Pedro among the leaders as well with 3. 0.90 is his ERA. The base hit leading off this inning, the infield single, just the 6th he has allowed in 10 innings. 8 walks and 19 strikeouts, and he has added one to that, so he has 20 whiffs in 10 and a third. 1-0 to Taylor Young. Conversation concluded at the mound. Oh, pitch down the way back to the screen, so Lewis will go down to second. 2 balls, no strikes. That one down the way on the wild pitch. Base runner is Brandon Lewis, one man down. Count of 2 balls and no strikes. Santos, big right-hander, comes set. Leg kick, pitch, nope, down and away. Ball 3, 3 balls, no strikes. Again, his strikeout total is very high. He came into this game with exactly 10 innings pitched, 19 strikeouts, so basically two strikeouts per inning. But he has walked eight batters. The 3-0 pitch, and now another one. So it's two men on and one man down in the ninth inning. Pedro, 6'5", 255. He's 24 years of age, native of Cuba. Been with the A's since October 17th of 2018. And split last year at the two single-A stops, Stockton, California, and Lansing, Michigan. The Ports and the Lugnuts. Lugnuts baseball. Gotta love it. Here's the pitch to Dalton Rushing, swinging a foul straight back out of play, 0-1. It's a cool name and everything. I'm just glad they don't have to say it 14 times a night. Lugnuts Midwest League. They are the stop right below the Double-A Hounds on the A's ladder. Great Lakes in the Midwest League in the Dodgers chain. Pitch down and in for a ball. One ball and one strike to count to Rushing. Dalton 1-for-4. He singled, driving in a run in the third inning. The catching prospect for the Dodgers, rated top five pretty much anywhere you look. Longer set this time from Santos. Stretch chain pitch. Nope, down and in. So Pedro gave up the infield single. Boy, now back to the mound goes Mujica. So another mound visit. Very, very quick one, but that will still count, of course, as a trip to the hill. Dalton Rushing is 23, by the way, played at Great Lakes, mentioned, Midwest League, a year ago. Tapping that left shoulder with the bat as he stands in. 2-1 pitch, swung on and missed. Good breaking pitch. Count goes 2-2. Well, ball clubs last night passed the three-hour mark. This one, 2:45 or so. In the old days, that's a short game, and the new day is not so much. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch right down the middle. It's called third strike. Rushing. I don't know if Dalton is angry at himself or the call. He's kind of bent back in the knees on that call third strike. So it's two on and two men down. Base hit. Walk and a couple of whiffs for Pedro Santos. And the batter is Brendan Davis. Two men on, top of the ninth inning. Davis 1-for-2 in this game. Pitch way outside, backhanded by Mujica. Play there by Jose behind the plate. Davis flew out to right field, ending the first inning, singled and swiped second in the third inning. He walked in the fifth in a sacrifice fly in inning number 7. Right-handed hitter setting up with runners at first and second. Two men down, pitch by Santos. That's outside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Runners take their lead. Santos from the belt. The 2-0 pitch to Davis. That's just down and away. Ball three. Three balls, no strikes. So Pedro struggling a little bit with command in this inning, although he just got his second strikeout. He's had a walk, a couple of whiffs, and now a 3-0 count. The delivery, and that is outside. That's ball four. So infield single, two walks, two strikeouts, bases are loaded, and just from a reference point, if a pitching change will be to be made here, and there will not be, there's nobody warming up, that this actually now would be a save situation, and Paul Abbott will jog out. Rockhounds are using up some of those mound visits in this game. Trying to find the nightcap of that double dip. Yeah, Northwest Arkansas, I believe, walked it off against Springfield. Yep, they did. Scored in the bottom half of the seventh inning. So a split of that series. So Springfield now 19-10. Rockhounds 19-10. Frisco improving to 19-11 with play tonight. Griffin Lockwood Powell, the batter, and he has been dangerous in the series. Takes down and away. So Pedro struggling here a little bit. A little bit of everything in the inning. Infield single, couple of walks, couple of whiffs. Bases loaded, two men down, tying run on deck. Santos set, Lockwood Powell, right-hand hitter waits. 1-0 pitch, down and away, ball two. Closer types, of course, like close games, and not that this game by any stretch of the imagination out of reach, but a five-run game coming in. He has struggled a bit in the inning. The pitch, and that's down and away, and that's ball three, and that's 3-0. So now if you offer up a walk here, it becomes a four-run game with the top power hitter on the Tulsa roster on deck, and he would be coming to the plate, and that's Jose Ramos. And he would come to the dish as the tying run. A 3-0. That's a strike, 3-1. Crowd is thinned a little bit here. It was a good bunch tonight. And those remaining looking for the closeout. Get a little closure here, but not just yet. Three balls, one strike. Pitch on the way. That's outside. That's ball four. He walks home a run. And now the tying run is going to come to the plate. And it's Jose Ramos. So Brandon Lewis will come across to score. Taylor Young moves to third base. Brendan Davis to second, and Lockwood Powell with his 12th RBI is fourth in this series. And Jose Ramos is now the potential tying run at the plate. He's got six homers, 17 driven in. And the Hounds now will get activity going to the bullpen, and time is called, or pitch clock. No, pitch clock violation. So on top of struggling a little bit with command, now he has a pitch clock violation. Three walks, two whiffs, infield base hit. 1-0 pitch way outside for a ball. Now Pedro may be facing his last batter. And Hounds activity in that right field bullpen. Bases full, two men down. Ramos waits with a favorable count. The 2-0 pitch, that's outside. That's ball three. Boy, right now, you just feel it. That pitcher's mound is an absolute, that's an island right now. 3-0 the count. He has gone 3-0 on three consecutive batters, four of the last five. Bases full, 3-0. Pitch by Santos, swung on and missed. Boy, and Ramos was going at it. Man, that is good old-fashioned country hardball. That was a 96-mile-an-hour fastball on 3-0, and Ramos looking for a grand slam. Just that simple right there. 3-1 stretch. Santos with the 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss as Ramos chased that one outside. It's 3-2. And Ramos asking for time. Bases are loaded with two out. Top of the ninth inning. Tying run at the plate. Santos ready to go. So is Ramos at the dish. 3-2. Bases full. Runners take off. And that is called third strike. Ramos is out. Ball game is over. Ramos unhappy with the call. That was borderline for sure. Boy, we have seen a bundle of borderline pitches in this game. I mean, a whole bunch. So it's not just a job, it's an adventure. Pedro Santos will close the door. He gives up a hit, three walks, three strikeouts. And the Rockhounds make it six wins in a row, though this one got dicey as the Dickens down the stretch. So a 9-5 final score. And in the West Texas Breeze, this one is in the books. We'll give you totals in just a couple of moments. The Hounds make it six in a row. Totals after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime, the choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
That was a pretty good bunch of all of that in this game. Rockhounds with a 9-5 victory when all is said and done. 5 runs, 9 hits, 1 error for Tulsa. 9 runs, 10 hits, 1 error for the Rockhounds in this game. Hounds had 2 home runs. Colby Thomas, 2-run home run, bottom of the first inning, and that's before Mother Nature really intervened with the wind. His 8th of the year, RBIs 19 and 20. Brennan Malone with a line drive home run into the right field bullpen. His 4th of the year, RBIs 11 and 12. And Alex Freeland got one out of here over the bullpen onto the berm in right field. Just his 2nd game, so his 1st home run. Alex Freeland with the home run, the solo home run in the 6th inning. Colin Palouse will get the win in relief in this ball game, in relief of James Gonzalez, who made his Double-A debut tonight. Kendall Williams gave up the first 7 runs for Tulsa, and he will be saddled with the defeat in this game. We'll check time and attendance on the other side of a quick timeout, and we'll come back and close the window and wrap this one up as the breeze continues. But for the Rockhounds, boy, the news, a 6-game win streak now. They won the last 3 in Amarillo. They've taken the first 3 in this series. Our final score tonight from Momentum Bank Ballpark, Rockhounds 9, Tulsa Drillers 5.
Love really good produce? So do we. At H-E-B, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your H-E-B, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. H-E-B. Here, fresh produce tastes better.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today, or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds.
Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
Hounds never trailed in this game, but it was tied at one point. Remember, mentioned that Colby Thomas, a 2-run home run. Cooper Bowman led off the game with a double down the left field line into the corner. One batter later, Colby took one out of here to left field. It was a 2-0 ball game with the Rockhounds on top. The Drillers got 4 consecutive base hits in the 3rd inning. Bubba Alleen lighting the fuse with a double. Taylor Young and Dalton rushing RBI singles to tie the game at 2 apiece. The Rockhounds broke the tie in the 3rd inning, the bottom half of the inning, after the Drillers had tied it in the top of the inning. 2-run home run by Brennan Malone. Colby Thomas had drawn a walk, and Brennan hit a line drive that got off the back wall just on the left side of the short porch bullpen. Line drive, 2-run home run, and the Hounds led it by the score of 4-2. Hounds made it 5-2 in the 4th inning, leadoff for a 1-out single by Denzel Clark, and Jose Mujica had a terrific game, 3-for-4, 2 doubles, and an RBI, and a good job behind the plate, drives home a run, and the Rockhounds led it 5-2. In the top of the 6th inning, Tulsa cut the lead to 5-3, Alex Freeland with a solo home run, but that is as close as the Drillers would get. The Rockhounds got a couple in the last half of the 6th inning, RBI bounce out by Denzel Clark and an RBI ground out by Cooper Bowman. Now that made it a 7-2, a 3 game. Drillers got within 7-4 in the 7th inning. Leadoff double by Taylor Young scored on the sack fly by Brendan Davis, and that made it 7-4. Rockhounds with 2 runs in the 7th really manufactured a couple of runs. Shane McGuire leadoff single. Brennan Malone a walk. They pull off a double steal compounded by an error. Wild pitch allows another run to score, and that made it 9-4. And then the bases loaded walk in the top of the 9th inning with Griffin Lockwood Powell bringing home the 5th run. So there was a whole big bunch of baseball going on in this one tonight. Let's see if we've got a. I don't know if the electronic box is final yet. It's hoping to grab time and attendance. The electronic box is stuck in the middle of the 9th, so I may not be able to get attendance here tonight was a good bunch. And, again, we're going to have good bunches here the next three if Mother Nature will allow. 5-9-1 for the Drillers, 9-10-1 for the Rockhounds. Tomorrow, Gunnar Hoagland will take the mound, coming off a really good performance at Amarillo, so he will be the starter. And I have a feeling that I am missing a piece of paper. I mentioned I was kidding about it a little bit, but stuff gets blown all over the place in the booth, and I am missing the piece of paper that has the Tulsa starter for tomorrow on it, so I will catch you up when we join you at 6:50 tomorrow. It'll be Gunnar Hoagland tomorrow, Jack Cushing on Saturday, Roiber Salinas will go on Sunday in the series finale. 7 o'clock the next two evenings, and then 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. For all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hards and Momentum Bank Ballpark, thank you so much for spending part of your evening with us on Rockhounds Radio, Valley Live, and MILB TV. Much appreciated as always. We'll look for you tomorrow evening. 6:50 will be our broadcast time. 7 o'clock first pitch for game 4 of this series. Rockhounds win it by the final of 9-5 for their 6th consecutive win. And until tomorrow, we'll say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Scully. And goodnight, my friends from Rocky Town.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets. Visit the Rockhounds store. And join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.